You know what? You are very, very rude. And look, just saying, you've mispronounced my name three times. I said, just call me John. I'm fine with that.
I'm sorry.
I've corrected you twice. How could you not say that?
I've
already corrected you twice.
Mr. Oberheimer. And
hey,
he
bro,
said,
bro.
Send me to the wrong
house, man. This is a fucking house.
You're
No, hold on. Who the fuck is this, bro?
You fucking little shit. Don't you fucking talk to me like that, you little...
Where are you? I'm gonna fucking fuck you up, dude. Where are you?
Fuck you, you fucking shit. Give me my wallet back, you asshole.
No, I don't give a fuck about your wallet, bro. I'm telling you, you got the fucking wrong number. Okay, get your shit straight, bro.
Hold on.
I'm gonna fuck this motherfucker up, man. I'm telling you, you got the wrong fucking number. This is a house. Who the fuck are you trying to reach?
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hey. Good evening, everybody. How you doing? Madhouse Radio is back.
Yep. What you know? How's it going? How's it flowing?
All right, man. It's flowing pretty good. I got a normal flow. Good flow. Good flow. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining me, Carlito, with Milkman. How you doing, Milkman? Milkman, how are you?
Oh, man, good to hear you, happy self, man. How's things going, my brother?
Super. Thank you for asking. How are you, Tuck? Tuck's here also. How you doing, Tuck?
Good.
Doing fine. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. Thank you for your concern. Thank you. You guys want to reach me? Yep. If you guys want to reach me here tonight, you can. You have ways of reaching me. Figure it out. They're on the screen over there. I'm sure they're on the screen or something. Or in front of you.
They can be bigger than this.
Yep.
They can figure it out. They're smart. They're smart kids.
You guys are smart. MadhouseLive.com is a website. Visit us at MadhouseLive.com. If you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, that's Madhouse Radio. That's my screen name, Madhouse Radio.
I'm not.
Do you use MSN Messenger? Because then you reach me at madhouse@live.com.
No.
Oh, well, fuck you, dude. What do you use? Google Talk? Guess what? It's a secret one. I don't give up my Google Talk one. Those are pretty obvious. It's not that hard to figure out, guys. I'm eating Jell-O. I'm on a diet. I've lost some weight. I got a thing where I never eat Jell-O with a spoon or utensil. I always just use a straw or just squeeze the Jell-O container in my hands right into my mouth. It's quite fun. Yeah, it's kind of hard to eat Jell-O while you're driving. I almost got into a car accident when I was 18 trying to do that.
That'll
learn me. That'll teach me.
Your old jaws have been wired shit.
Yeah, but hey, you gotta get that Jell-O. You gotta get that last bit of Jell-O at the very bottom, you know? You can just wait for it to melt if you want, I guess, but... Not me. I'm the kind of...
Nothing wrong with drinking.
Huh?
People drink all the time. No problem dating. You've been dating.
What the fuck was that?
Well, when you do all three of these.
Request to prank is always free, and that's always at madhouselive.com. Just click on the button on the very top that says request to prank. Like I said, unlike the competition or the other weak people there, we do not charge you at all for the request to prank. Got plenty of phone numbers here from Lonesome Loser. Hmm? Okay.
I heard like a you went up the air like a tone.
I went off the air.
Like a weather tone was going to happen.
I have no idea. What do you mean? But what, like the syndicate thing again?
Yeah, like the weather alert. Like an emergency alert. Like a weather alert system.
Okay.
just saying. That's what came over my ears with my headphones.
I believe.
I wonder what was going on there in the studio.
I believe you talked. That was very out of no out of left field.
We had to take shelter.
No, I didn't know we had a setup with American emergency system.
Milkman would have heard it. But
surely Milkman heard this.
The table.
I don't know, maybe it's just a technical problems. I don't know. We did lose a video feed on Syndicate for a minute, and it has not. It doesn't seem like it's going to come back.
Okay.
All right. Well, here we go. We got the
I think they heard it too in the chat room actually because they're talking about that.
Atomic Hot Dogs. Atomic Hot Dogs is in Medical Lake, Washington. We also have the hot dog shop in Houston, Texas. Portillo's Hot Dogs.
Like an old 70s metal band.
Which one? The Atomic Hot Dogs? Yeah, that sounds cool. That'd be
Atomic Hot Dogs, yeah.
That would be a
70s metal band or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. That would be a good name for like a metal. That'd be a good name for a wrestling group.
Like a naked girl spitting fire and.
I guess on the cover, yeah, in an all doggy position.
A wrestling group would be good.
Doggy style position. Oh yes, I'm all about the doggy style, ladies. You know me. Nothing like ass in my face. Nothing like that. Bed of roses. Milkman, how are you doing? How's your week been, Milkman? I haven't talked to Milkman since we did the show.
Come back from under the table.
Mama Luca Booga Day. Milkman, report. What are you doing?
What's happening, brother? Can you hear me okay, man? My level sounds like low in the playback.
Huh? What? Huh? Yeah, we hear you good. You sound good. Apparently, I got interrupted. People are telling me left and right. Apparently, I got interrupted
something
all of a sudden. Something out of nowhere? Like what? What was it exactly? Like a beep? And then went off the air?
It sounded like a red alert or an EOS signal.
Yeah.
Like all hands, you know, report the battle stations type thing.
Yeah, that's not good. I don't know what caused that. I don't know. Maybe something else came in. Maybe from the Michael stream. I don't know. That's kind of weird, right? You think we're a legitimate radio station getting the interruptions for the alert system. Maybe we're at war. Who knows? Maybe we should all take shelter.
I just hope to kind of track you down again. Month ago.
Okay. Hey, guys. Did you know I updated the podcast? They're up to date. Finally up to date.
No.
I did.
Still did that shit.
Everyone kept asking, "Where's the fucking podcast?" Even the Zolar show.
God, man.
I want to say, I see Zolar made it home fine today. He flew away from the Orlando area.
I have yet to hear the Zolar show. I still need to download and listen to that.
It's ready to go. It's the most recent episode in our podcast over at the MadhouseLive.com site.
Yeah!
So I want to say what's up to everybody listening to us tonight. Everyone in the chat room, DTT's in the house. Hold on, Gloria. MST3 Clay,
all right.
Kokanee, the news director.
Right here in the room.
Still sounding great as ever, DTTS.
Kokanee's the news director of Madhouse Radio. He's in the house. Gangrene is here also. Occasional prank caller. Nunu.
Wow, long time no see.
Big Tug is in the house. Milkman is in the house. Lonesome Loser, I already said, is sending in numbers.
God.
I told you some of those already. This phone ringer is going to be way too loud today, isn't it? I'm going to put that on low. So it doesn't bother me. So guess what? Guess who's not coming over anymore? Milkman, if you could stop the music, please.
Is that Lars coming over anymore?
There you go.
Guess who's banned? Out of all the people, we all know Zolar is a meticulous when
Athena.
It comes to cleanliness. That'll be evil.
Chloe.
Athena's not allowed over anymore. Evil Artie is not allowed over anymore. I'm going to tell you why. I want you guys to actually see.
Oh, what do you do? Poop on the pillow again?
I wonder why.
I'm
pooping on the pillow.
You know what? I don't have, because I had to switch cameras. Let me get it over here. I had to switch feeds, but Evil Artie comes over. All right. Last week with Zolars here for the show. And fucking guy ate 3 bags of candy here to my right. Candy all over the floor. There's still wrappers over here at the very under the other desk. I don't know how they got all the way over there. The man ate 3 whole bags of candy and had like 5 cans of Mountain Dew. And it was kind of like this Laffy Taffy stuff that fell on the ground. And he stepped all over
it. It's all stuck everywhere, man. Some carpet and everything in it.
There are black stains in the freaking ass carpet now because of him. I'm trying to get the picture over here real quick. Milkman, try to entertain the monkeys. Wave a Wave a nickel in listener space. I'm right, sorry, guys. I'm
waiting from the banana tree here. Waving left and to the right.
I'm connecting to the network right
yeah,
now.
I want you
guys to see what this kid did in my house. This is horrible.
No more bacon bras, man. He destroyed the carpet. You need indoor outdoor carpet just in the studios just to keep hosting them kind of idiots.
The guy made a huge
band.
I mean, these are the kind of like stains that are not going to come out. This is like I think I got to get. There's no choice. You're going to have to get the carpet replaced, I think, at this point. I don't think you can steam clean stuff. It's just, like,
doctor is no remedy, huh?
No, it's like getting gum in your hair at this point. It's worse than that.
Oh, man.
Crazy fucker. What's going on? Crazy fucker. Crazy fucker. Crazy fucker.
Hey, man, I just... I told Artie last week to stay in your fucking house, didn't I?
You fucking ass, man. You see what he did? I'm going to show you in a second here what he did. That jerk ruined my carpet. Why would you... Oh, man, what are you drinking tonight? Cheap wine again? Dollar store?
No, man. Hey, man, I'm drinking some shit. It's called High Gravity. You ever heard of Hurricane High Gravity?
I've never heard. What is it? What's in it? Rum?
Oh, I don't know, man. I think fucking government gave this shit to me. It fucking killed me. Fucking,
I want you to have a drink tonight.
Some kind of fucking, lager beer, but it's 8.1 alcohol by volume, man. I got a couple of 40-ouncers. I drank one of them, and I'm working on my second one. And God damn it, dude, I'm fucking, fucking shit, dude, I'm having ass flashbacks from back in the 60s.
God damn it, fucking shit, man. Hell yeah, I hear you.
Yeah!
Hey, well, God damn it. No, you actually did, and I didn't appreciate that. Actually, you know, he didn't want to leave. As a matter of fact, it was 2:30
That's
in the morning.
That's right.
2:30 in the morning, and the guy's taking his sweet-ass time eating hamburgers. Or eating sandwiches in the middle of my
living
room floor.
Listen. That was great what you did there. You took Artie out, and you guys went on the road there.
That was kind of
and
fun.
And I listened to it all.
Yeah, did you like it?
Was it
good radio?
I loved it, brother.
You thought it was good radio?
It was great radio, man.
All right.
It was fucking great radio.
Okay.
You know what? I'm a fan of yours. I'm your number one fucking fan.
Good. Well, we need a lot. We've been losing fans.
Fuck, man. Them people are Obama-tards.
Yeah.
They're the fucking people that they will... They're the psychopaths. We're dividing up the sheep and the goats right now.
Jeez.
Is the psychopaths that believe that war is good and that... That the government can solve your problems and that you gotta obey the government. They're the fucking goats and the sheep. And now tell me this, man. It's like, listen to me, man. It's like all that's real on this fucking planet as far as you and me and all your listeners out there. All right,
let's play
and the
how
other
long can,
six
let's play how long can crazy fucker go on in the background. I'll interject with a every once in a while.
How long until he gets to the Jews?
It's 10:36 by my time here, so we'll start. Yeah, exactly, man. It's fucked up, and you Republicans, man.
Communist bastard.
Let's see, there we go. I got him going again for another few minutes here. Let's see.
Yeah.
Anyway, so taking a look here.
I'm up for another 10 minutes here.
We got the Habana Cuba restaurant here also. That looks looking good. A guy named Raul. Raul. What else we got? Sloppy's Barbecue, I mentioned before. Glenda, big lady. That's the name of a fat girl, Glenda, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alright, let's draw Crazy Fucking a prank call.
Me a fucking Republican?
You are a Republican, sir. You're look at you. You're talking, ever since Obama got elected, you've been nothing but poo-pooing him and the administration and talking down about the
Obama
card.
You know why? Do you want to know fucking why they're
Colorado? Why?
Because they're...
All right, let's get him on with a prank call here.
Hopefully he hasn't hung up by now.
Manipulating us. Listen. They've been manipulating us for the last 2,000 fucking years. They're all the same handful of people. They're all the same handful of fucking people, dude. There ain't nothing new under the sun or the moon.
That's right.
Okay, now. Now, you know, George W. Bush was a fucking empire, right? And they put him in office. And all of a sudden, man, people started smelling how bad his shit stank, right? So all of a sudden now it's all flipped over now to your generation, where they're trying to destroy the white race off the planet Earth. All the white women, they want them white women to lay down with fucking niggers, with black fucking mud people. And that's what they want to do. They're trying to destroy. They're trying to bring this world into a mud race. And meanwhile, they're being manipulated by the red Chinese communists, the Russian communists, the Jewish fucking communists.
What about the Cubans?
They're Cuban communists. Now, man, listen to me, dude. Listen to me. You're a guy. Did you ever go to Cuba?
Yes, sir, did you ever go to Cuba, Raul?
No, I'm talking to you, Carlito.
Oh, my friend's a hey, buddy, are you there? Are you ready to take our order?
Carlito.
Restaurant.
Carlito, have you ever been to Cuba? You're from Florida, right?
Have I ever been to Cuba? Yes, I have, actually. Yes, I have. I flew to Cuba once on my
to
private
place a call, press 1. To listen.
I had you connected to
Carlito. Carlito.
No, I've never been to Cuba.
Well, Carlito, I feel sorry for you there, dude. You're an East Coast fucking guy. Them people, them Cuban people, are good fucking people, man.
They're
righteous fucking people. It's too bad they're ruled by fucking communists.
Okay, well, it is too bad, and Fidel Castro and Che Guevara had good intentions, but ended up bastardizing it, crazy fucker, bastardizing
it. Okay, now, okay. Raise another point there. It's too bad that we're being ruled over by fascist capitalists.
I know. Crazy fucker, you're going to have to get with me later, because this is the time of the show where we, you know, we dance and stuff, all right?
All right, now listen to me. Hey, did you get married there? Did you have your big wedding there?
Not yet. Not until you preside over the wedding, crazy fucker.
Well, actually, the Pope...
Jesus Christ, sometimes. We don't take crazy fucker calls this early, and I got a weird ick feeling. That Cuban guy.
Marries you, that would be great.
That Cuban guy's probably like, what the hell is going on? He just picks up, next thing you know, this is some crazy guy talking about George W. Bush and the Cuban, the Nazis and this and that. Everything else that he can figure out what to talk about, crazy fucker, that guy. Let's do some more prank calls, please. We're really lacking tonight.
You know, we could just like record one of his 10-minute rants, and then just like pipe it into a call, even when he's not there on the phone.
Right, yeah.
And to see how people react.
Stock audio of him, right? Just say, yeah, my granddad's over here pissed off. So figure out what it is.
I've heard plenty of it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who is willing to sit down and take those files and compile a lot of crazy fucker rants in a row and send them back to us so we can use them in some sort of a phone call.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to call Atomic Hot Dog, home of the Atomic
Hot
Dog.
To Hollywood lately?
Hollywood does not want to talk to me. We're not speaking terms anymore.
You think I am?
I don't want to talk to him. He doesn't want to talk to me. No, we're not.
Oh, shit.
Speaking terms anymore. We got into an argument on the phone. I prank called him. I was so angry. Last time I talked to him, he said, you know...
Damn.
No. Last week he had strep throat. He sent me an email and said, I got strep throat, I can't listen to the show, so you're going to miss a good show. Zolar is going to be here with Evil Artie, and etc., etc. And that's the last I ever heard from him. I haven't heard from him since. I don't know. I think he might be upset because I put up the Madhouse Militia thing on the website. I didn't want to bring it up on the air. But if you're interested, if you think you can volunteer some services here, we're just trying to get some help in promoting the show on various different avenues. I put up some openings. One of them I put up was prank call editor, because it's hard for me to get to, you know, prank calls, and Hollywood did such a good job of it, but Hollywood's not able to do it right now. He's too busy. He's got too much going on, and he's just a busy man. He's working two jobs, I believe, and he's got a kid, and, you know, he's got a family to take care of and personal time, and work is busy and all that. So I don't know if maybe he thinks that I'm trying to replace him. I got used to the quality service that he was doing. It was awesome to be able to have prank calls like that edited, you know,
No, I'm putting forms on Hollywood.
Yeah, the reason
he's a part of the team.
If I could have it, I would take it down if he could come back. I even thought about talking to him about seeing if we can work something out. Where I help him out. Because it's not easy to edit prank calls. I mean, you got to go through all those. We do several hours a week of show to go through that and pick out.
He's got some health issues,
No, he doesn't have health. Not that I know of. He got into a car accident. He's all right. He's just a busy guy. I'm busy. Milkman.
And then he hurt himself, and then he was sick, and...
Yeah, then he got strep throat. I don't know, you gotta look into that. Maybe he needs to get his chakra in line.
Well, I know that affects your ability to listen, too, man.
And diabetes, too.
What we need to do is get one of those hot Zolar babes over there to go and give him a rub down, rub his throat and his neck.
Right.
My neck, my back.
DFF is asking, is the Mogulus thing broken? Is this playing noise? Yeah, I had to turn off the audio on Mogulus. Let me try to turn it back on now. I don't know, you tell me. From what I understand, it was just giving really bad feedback, so... I don't think it is still, anyway, so... I'm keeping the audio there. If you want to listen to the show... Well, I guess you can't really tell you because you'd be listening already. Alright. What's the point? I'm getting sick, man.
Everyone should always know to go to the Shoutcast stream.
Always. Or Syndicate. We're always on Syndicate also. Coke Hydrate. I had that down here
too.
On the big board over here, Tuck. My favorite part of the show, the big board.
Huh? Big board? Oh, my God. Where is he? The big board. Where's the big board?
I was in Target. And I was taking a look at the hydration products. And seriously, though, I was in a soda aisle. And I took a look at the new designs for the 2-liter bottles of Coke products, Coke, Diet Coke, etc., etc. They're making a big thing about hydrate now. It's like, Coke, did you know you must hydrate yourself 70 times? You should hydrate yourself 70% of the world. 70% of the world's surface is covered in water. You should hydrate yourself. Drink Coke to hydrate yourself. I'm like, oh, God, you got to be kidding me.
Worst thing in the world ever to hydrate yourself with Coke.
Hydrate yourself this, which is chock full of acid and sugar. Rot your teeth out while you're at it and screw up your insides, and bomb your insides of your body with this Diet Coke. But hydrate yourself while you're at it. Probably is worse for you than anything. I'm excited. Tomorrow I will be watching the movie Che Part 1. I didn't get to see it last weekend, but I already bought my tickets. Me and Nathan are going to go right after work, 6:30 p.m. tomorrow here in Orlando. We're going to see Part 1 that's starring...
Part 1, meaning there's like a series of these?
Well, they made one big 4.5-hour movie, and they cut it up into Part 1 and Part 2. And here in Orlando, they released Part 1last weekend, and then Part 2 comes out tomorrow. But I'm only going to be watching Part 1.
I might, interesting.
If I'm not too tired, I might actually stay for the second, right after the 6:30 showing will be the 9:30 showing of Part 2. And I'm, if I'm feeling up to it, I might.
Depending on if you're into it and you like it, you're not, worn out by it.
Right, not worn out by it. If not, I'll watch it, maybe Monday or later on during the week, next week, I'm very excited about it, though. It looks really good. I've seen the trailers. I've been following it for some time. And Che Guevara, what can you say? I was thinking to myself, I have a Che Guevara shirt that I've only worn once. Because I don't want to wear it because I realize if he was around, he would probably be against his likeness being sold on shirts to make money, of such a capitalistic thing. I really doubt he would have been down with that.
Yeah, it's a pop culture iconic thing.
Yeah, but I don't agree.
Cartoon in our eyes.
Yeah. I'm not going to be the white boy walking around with the Che Guevara around and the dreadlocks.
A lot of people don't know this. The original, the fist logo for the show
was Che.
For the Madhouse show.
Yeah.
Was Che.
It was. And they pulled it off of, where is it? Where do we have our store at now that no one buys anything?
Cafe Press.
Yeah, they said.
Cafe Press.
Well, they had a rule. They said, you can have historical figures, but you can't have like celebrities and stuff. But if they're a historical figure, you can put them on. So I was like, okay, great. That's gonna work out. And they pulled it off, and I guess the person who took that famous picture of Che that you see everywhere, he's some French guy, right? That snapped a picture of him in Havana or something. And he's very, like, against...
That are on T-shirts and things.
Yeah.
And posters everywhere.
Everywhere. And he's very... He's
every
against it.
Every T-shirt company prints this.
Yeah, and he's against it 100%. Like, he doesn't, you know, acknowledge that he's given the rights up to the picture, and he's gone to court several times.
The only cafe press goes, you can't do it.
Ridiculous, people. Ridiculous. I'm boring the hell out of you people. Let's call the Big Bopper Drive-In. Who knew they had drive-ins still? Wow, drive-ins.
We're just useless trivia for the hardcore fans out there.
Smoke weed every day.
There's another piece of trivia. Name who's... And he was in the chat room last week.
Hey, do we got any news stories for this week?
Maybe. It depends if I get an apology from somebody or not. Milk man.
What about that story about Bush?
What about him? Why don't you say the story? Pull up the news story. You have them there in front of you. Tell us what it is.
Huh?
What is the story about Bush? He went to the he was a Walmart. He went to Walmart or went to a grocery store to apply to steal the black guy, the poor black guy's job. Bastard. Rat bastard moves into Dallas. George W. Bush moves into Dallas, right? First thing he does, goes to the local Walmart for an appearance and says he's there to take the greeter job. And the poor black man that works there got all, you know, was with him. They took pictures together. But that's not fair. Why are you going to go there, scare a black man and saying you're going to steal his job? You know how things are right now. You're the freaking president. He's got a Secret Service for life. He's got a nice house. This guy's rich.
You thought serious, did you?
God. Jesus. Digital Bounty says he loves it when I send AIM messages to remind that the show is on. I do that on purpose. You know, if you not necessarily call us, but I let you know when we're going live. So if you're ever online, you know. You don't miss
it. I like the one about the naked guy going to church.
Oh my God, what's that? Oh, so a naked guy wanted to go to the church?
I like one of the Nunu stories.
Oh, it does. Totally. I can totally see Nunu trying to get into a church naked. Give me a second, folks. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Goes to church, and then what happens?
Don't go anywhere. Please.
What happens? What's the joke? What's the punchline?
Bopper. Yeah, is this the Big Bopper Drive-In?
Yeah.
I didn't know we had drive-ins still in this country. That's great. How many drive-ins are left? I heard there's only like, oh my God, there's only like 50 left, right? Something like that.
I'm not sure.
What do you do there? You clean the bathroom?
What was that?
What do you do there? Do you work there or are you just picking up the phone?
Yeah, I get the order,
cashier. Okay. So do you, like, when I come in, do you charge by the car or do you charge by the number of people's coming?
It's not really a drive-in. It's just the name.
Oh, dude, that sucks. You have, like, the fake cars that I can sit in over there?
No.
Let me tell you something. Here's how it... I was conceived in the back of a car, like in a drive-in. That's what my mom always told me. So for my mom's 50th anniversary, I wanted to bring her over, you know, to a drive-in. Well, we can't find. They're all gone. They're closed. None in town. All the screens are torn down. Nothing left. And I was really hoping. You don't know of any, like, real drive-in, maybe, that I could... I want to take my mom, and we have a Ford Aerostar. And, you know, I'll drive it. I'll park it. And while the movie's playing, you know, they have a little romance and a little white wine in the back. Some strawberries, and they just, you know, do what comes natural. It's a beautiful thing, and it's not my dad. I mean, he's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not my real dad. It's just my mom.
Yeah.
So, is it a drive-in theme? Does it look like a drive-in inside?
Kind of. Like, it's just like, pretty much like a dining, pretty much.
For like a dine-in?
Like outdoor or inside.
Yeah?
It used to be a drive-in.
Uh-huh. But... Yeah? Yeah. That's nice. So it's just okay. Hey, how old are you? Are you like 17 or something?
Yeah, Yeah, I'm like 16.
16? Do you have like pubic hairs and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. You don't smoke weed, do you?
No.
That's good. Don't do that. Don't do that. How are you doing in school?
Pretty good.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm not sure yet. Probably auto mechanic.
Really? That's it? That's where you're going to go on that?
Yep.
You can have a little bit of ambition?
What was that?
To have a little bit of ambition. Maybe you should just go get your associate's degree or something first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, try for that, man. And, you know, take some student loans out. I recommend don't go to school the first year. You'll take a trip the first year. You go out and have fun. All right, kid?
All
right. All right. So how are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. You busy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Do you have... What do you like to live? What do you have? PlayStation 3 or Xbox? What's the best one?
PS3.
PS3, yeah. Hell yeah, man. Awesome. Kick ass, bro. All right. Well, hey, you go ahead and have yourself a great night.
All right.
All right, buddy. See you later.
Nice kid, that guy. Nice kid. He's got pubic hairs, too. I don't want to give the guy a hard time.
What's up, Sergi?
The guy's just sitting there chilling. Hey, yeah, hi, how you doing? Hey, buddy. Oh, boy. We got Andres, Cuban and Puerto Rican. And that's all it says. Andres, Cuban and Puerto Rican in San Diego.
Cuban and Puerto Rican, huh?
That's all we get. Cuban and Puerto Rican. We don't know if it's a restaurant. We don't know if it's bitches.
Sandwich? Is the Cuban and Puerto Rican sandwich?
I don't know, man. There's no Puerto Rican sandwich. There's a Cuban sandwich.
Submarine sandwich?
Submarine sandwich. There you go. Hey, I heard Sean Ward is getting off. I heard Sean Ward is getting off the boat. SeanWard.net. S-E-A-N Ward.
Finally. Get off that boat.
.net. Sean Ward and Prackmaster finishing the.
Where's he at, man?
I don't know. Some island. Some, you know, Pacific country. I don't know, dude. I don't know. Somewhere
he's
that
on a cruise ship.
Somewhere that white people like to go to. Anyway, I'm going on a cruise. What am I talking about? My God, I'm like 6 months away from my cruise and my wedding and this and that. I was talking to some of the people that were going to be at the wedding. You know, they're talking about their plane flights are already booked up and stuff. Milkman, have you you haven't even booked your plane flight yet, have you, dude? Milkman.
No.
When are you going to book your plane flight, man? It's getting kind of close. It's 3 months away. Matter of fact. Less than 3 months away.
3 months, my friend.
3 months. When are you going to book your plane flight? They're going to book up, bro. I don't think you're supposed to do it any later than 2 months before.
I'm not sure if I'll be working here or I'll be working out of town.
That's the problem, right? You don't know where you're going to be, son of a gun. Well, hey, don't forget, when you start your next job, you let them know, hey, by the
way. I'll be there.
You let them know.
I got to drive.
You let them know I got a thing, all right? You let them know I got a thing in May, end of May. Are you going to come for the show? We're going to do a show. Syndicators are out there listening, remember.
Yeah, of course.
I'm trying to spread the word. I'm trying. I'm pushing. If there's not a lot of syndicate people that are interested in meeting up for a show like in Atlantic City, then it's just going to be me and Milkman, and I'm going to try to get Lonesome Loser to come out. And Jim Stewart's going to fly in, he said.
Yeah.
And he's coming. He's invited to the wedding.
I'm going to pick up Lonesome Loser, man.
Lonesome Loser for sure. DTT said he'll come. We'll bring DTT with us, and Andy will be there. And we'll fuck it, you know. Andy's brother might come.
Isn't Andy bringing the dead?
No, the dead is actually... I don't know. Where has the dead been? I haven't seen or heard from the dead in forever. Milkman, do you have his phone number? Can we give him a call? Can you please send me his phone number?
I talked to him just... this morning.
Why doesn't he talk to me? He never calls me, talks to me, messages me. What's with the dead? I want to talk to him. Milkman, he's a jerk. He's a prick, that guy. Well, he forgot about me all of a sudden. Milkman, his number right away, please.
I talked to him about a week ago, maybe.
I'm going to give him a call. I don't care if I wake him up. I don't care. Who cares? Freddy's right. Bar is here also. Guys, come on. We're going to call the Pink Panther's cleaning service, all right? I wish I had the music for the Pink Panther cartoon. Good cartoon. There you go. That's the one. This is as close as I can get. If there's a new remake of the Pink Panther, they should have this song.
Another remake of the Pink Panther?
there been like 10 of them? Leslie Nielsen, the guy from the Office, Will Ferrell.
The Office guy.
I just scan my penis and I send it to you my email. Yeah, man. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hey. How you doing, buddy? This is your buddy. This is your pal, the Milkman.
Hello.
Hey, you guys come on short notice, or how soon can you guys? Like, if I had a cleaning job for you, how early could I tell you? I need you to come clean this place. You guys want to work? Huh?
I'm sorry, no English.
You speak Spanish?
Yeah, I speak Spanish.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yo hablo español, pero...
Hablo español, poquito.
Yeah, I'm not going to speak it. I don't want to. Okay? I don't feel like it. Maybe when you come to the country, you speak the language? If you want to work. You know what? I was going to give you a contract, sir, for lots of money, lots of dinero, but since you did not want to answer and put someone on the phone who's American, you're not going to have that business. You know, you're going to lose that because, you know why? Because you are not bilingual, sir. Mm-hmm. You know, they tell us when we grow up, you need to learn Spanish, you need to learn bilingual. You need to be bilingual to make more money, right?
I'm sorry, no English.
No English at all, huh?
Yeah, sorry.
Where are you from?
You know, no Pani, nothing.
Si, yo hablo español.
No hablo Pani.
Yeah, yo hablo español.
No hablo inglés.
No, yo soy puertorriqueño, yo hablo español.
Oh, hablen en español, pues no entiendo.
No, I'm not going to speak Spanish to you, no. I refuse.
Uh-huh.
No. English only, or hang up the phone.
Okay.
All right, Pendejo. See you later, man.
I'm sorry.
All right, faggot.
Okay.
Bye.
He's like, oh yeah, I speak Spanish. Oh good. Too bad. He's like, oh man. Get out of here. It's my fantasy to do that at work one day when I get a Spanish phone caller that I will they will ask me, speak Spanish? And it's like, oh yeah. I said, oh yeah, I speak Spanish. Oh good. And I said, nope, sorry, I can't speak it. I'm not gonna talk it to you. I can't wait for the day to do that. One day I'll do that. That'd be funny. That'd be rude. That'd be so mean. My dad and my mom would be like angry.
Like when you're about to get up and walk out and quit anyway.
That'd be funny as hell. Can you imagine? That would have to be like a day that I knew I was going to quit. I would do that. Spanish person calling.
That's a good one there.
Sí, yo hablo español. Oh, qué bueno. Too bad I'm not speaking it to you. Ha ha ha. Like, ooh, wait a minute. Don't you get paid extra to speak Spanish? No, not at my job. Damn Yankees.
Mira, coño!
We're calling the dead. The dead.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. Or dial...
Good one there, Milkman.
You know, I've got another number. I don't know which one is which because I remember I changed my phone.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Oh, man. 0 for 2. 0 for 2, Milkman. All right.
Did you try the mobile number?
I'll try it again.
All right, now try this one here. This is the only other one
Gangrene
I got.
Gangrene is talking to me. She's not going to answer.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
And why are you sending me one that says woman answered?
Wow. All his numbers? All the numbers are dead now, huh?
Yeah. They're dead. Come on, a dead man. Don't be dead. Be duh.
We are unavailable to take your call. Please leave a message. Thank you for calling.
Alrighty, I guess he's not there. I'm not going to leave him a message. He might be with a lady.
What was his number, man?
He might be with a lady right now. Right, Tuck? He could be with a girl in his room. You know
what? Oh, him and Emmy might be getting
it. Sure, he's in the gigantism, so...
Ew, really?
He
Yeah.
Dude, call that woman's number. Call that woman's number, Armando.
Jesus. Who's the woman, Milkman? I'm going to call. Hey, woman. Woman. What are you talking about? Who am I going to call? Who's the woman? Who's, is this the one that Nunu's sending it in? Ooh, look at her. She looks old.
Yeah, married.
So what's her deal?
Look at that old hag. Radical feminist philosopher and theologian.
Feminist philosopher.
Boston College, a Jesuit-run institution for 33 years. Agreed to retire from Boston College in 1998 after violating university policy by refusing to teach to male students. Oh, God, she's got some issues.
Oh, God. What has got her panties in a twist? She refused to teach male students?
Yeah, God, her panties are probably seriously stank.
Oh, no kidding, man. They're probably sour. Smell like sour milk and shit. Sour milk and shit.
Them, man.
Yeah, let's call her. What's her name? Mary.
Mary. Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Hello?
Hey, Mary.
Yes.
What do you say there, old girl? How you doing, sweetie?
Who are you?
This is Valente. It's been a while since I spoke with you. I was wondering if, you know, I'm going to be back in town pretty soon. I was wondering if maybe you want to meet up for lunch, maybe get one of those hamburger sausages we used to get all the time.
Okay, why don't you give me a call?
No, wait a minute.
I'm not at home.
I have a little bit of time where I can, like, squeeze you in. I just wanted to, you know, make sure they didn't catch you at a bad time. Did I wake you up?
Yeah, well, I'm thrilled, okay? I really have to go to sleep now.
Old lady, listen. Old lady, I command you to stay on the phone. Name of the man. I'll try to call her back. And she says she was at home. She has to go to sleep. I'm going to ask her, how is she going to go to sleep if she's not at home?
She's probably at her lesbian lover's place.
At the hotel to have
getting a corn cob shoved up her backside.
Her vaginas.
Hi. Sure, what else?
You know,
hello?
How are you going to go to sleep if you're not at home? If you're not at home, why are you going to go to sleep, stupid woman? Stupid. That's right.
Taught her a lesson, then I'm not going to.
Sure, what else?
Sure, what else? She must be used to it. Well, it's calling back.
Call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of
listen
the law.
To your...
How many viewers and listeners do we have? We got 30 people in the mouth. 26 on.
30 people on or in?
Syndicate, 56 total. Not bad, not bad. It's either 26 or 126. Those are either really good or really. Someone tell me. Doo-wop. I haven't seen Doo-wop in a long time. What's up, Doo-wop and Syndicate? How you doing? Maven is in the mouth.
98.6.
The mouth.
Thank you, Maven.
Mobile.
Maven is our only female listener, with the exception of Nunu. Because we're just not sure. We're just not that sure about you, Nunu. I don't know, bro.
I don't think Nunu has made a decision yet as to his final sex assignment.
Oh, it's not.
I think Wanker is probably his main choice.
Nunu. Asexual Nunu. Alright. The next prank call of the night. The next prank call of the night is going to be Freddy's Bar. I don't know about this one. I don't feel good about this one, guys. But we'll give it a shot. We'll give it a shot.
Bar, you know, they always tend to wait till they can't hear you and they get hung up on you.
Exactly. That's what I predict. Like, hey. Hey, who's this? I'm Valente. Click.
I can hear you.
That's what
I
you're going to
hear.
Hear
you. Gotta come out later.
I got to go. I can hear you.
Okay, it's really busy. I got to go.
We're so bad at criticizing ourselves. Or just me, I guess. Tuck never does prank calls on here.
No.
He does it on some... I'm Tuck. I'm a revolutionary guy. I'm Che Guevara. I'm Che Guevara. I'm the Che Guevara prank calls.
That's what I figured. You're going to make a lot of noise when you picked up the phone, just like everyone figured, right?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell those people to be quiet in the background, sir?
I can try, but I'm in a bar.
Yeah, well, just ask a few of them to be quiet, hold their voices down for a little bit so I can talk to you. I'll wait right here. I'll be right here.
I can hear you.
I can't hear you that well. It's a little annoying. You just asking to turn the music down or something?
I can't. It's a bar.
Well, just for a few seconds, I just got to communicate with you. I want to make sure you get all this information right.
All right, there you go. How's that?
I didn't hear you ask him. I heard you. Were you half-assing this job again? What's your name?
I'm sorry. May I ask you who you are?
This is Valente. I want you to write that down. Valente. Valente.
I got it.
All right. I need you to tell the manager to give me a call. There's a problem with the water there.
The problem with the water?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
All right. You guys haven't changed the filters out for a while, it looks like, because you got small little particles in the water that was coming out. That's leaching into the water table. We checked at the water table from outside at
okay.
the DMARC location, and it's definitely coming. You know, there's a source either from your place there or right next door. We spoke to the people next door, and they had the legitimate paperwork, and we had them when they came in through the county district most recently.
Okay.
What is the manager's name? Who's going to be calling me and what time? I need to know. I need to make sure that...
Actually, the owner is here. Would you like to speak with him?
What's the owner's name, I said?
His name's John.
John. John what?
Oberkramer.
All right. Can you let him know? Or if while you get him on the line, I'm also going to... I'm also going to need the your federal tax ID while you're at it, like just for the business. But if you can get them on the line, I'll be happy to talk. Tell them Valente is on the line, please.
Okay, hold on just one second.
Thank
it's
you,
going to get kind of loud a second if he's inside.
Mr. Evan, okay.
Just one moment.
Try to keep it down, please. Get down.
Hold on, I'll get Mr. Oven Creamer.
Mr. Oven Creamer?
Creamer. He said Creamer.
I thought it was Creamer.
Oliver
Creamer.
Yeah, Creamer.
Oliver
Creamer. Mr. Oliver Creamer. Do you use Adolf's meat tenderizers?
Now we're getting somewhere here.
Hello?
Mr. Oppenheimer.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak with Mr. Oppenheimer, please?
This is John Oberkramer.
Oppenheimer, I got your... Okay, how do you spell that?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Valente. I'm calling on... there's an issue with the water table, sir. We check with the most adjacent unit, as well as yours. Most definitely we have on file here with a recent unit. They actually did follow through with that, with the water filtration system outside. We advise you folks that everybody had to have this in place on a 6-month basis, and we don't see any record here. You guys have fixed it out. And the water table test came back from the county, and it's shown that it's coming. It was either from your location, or the closest unit to the east, and they're checking out fine. So,
what address and what unit are you talking about to the east?
Your closest unit to the east, or your unit would have been where the excuse me, where it was coming from.
Right, well, if you're with the water company, I just want to know what the address is.
The water administration. This is Manchester 4112 I have here, correct?
No, and I understand that, but what's the address you said that checked out and they were just fine?
It says the most adjacent... I don't have the information. I just got the Manchester 4112.
Well, I just... you said that you said something to me 6 months ago, but...
No, Mr. Oppenheimer, what's going on is that you folks haven't apparently...
Oberkramer, you just call me John. My last name is Oberkramer, not Oppenheimer, it's John. You just call me John.
I prefer not to be put in that position where I have to do the first name basis, Mr. John. Regardless,
you're mispronouncing my name, though. I'm saying I would much rather use my
first name. Oh, mispronouncing your name!
You know what? You are very, very rude. And look, just saying, you've mispronounced my name 3 times. I said, just call me John. I'm fine with that.
I didn't understand. I didn't understand, sir. I didn't know I was saying your name wrong. I apologize, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I've corrected you twice. How could you not say that?
I'm sorry.
I've already corrected you twice.
Mr. Oberheimer.
It's to place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded calls.
Oh, God, I guess.
We got to call him back later. He got pretty excited about his name. Mr. Oven Cleaner. How about you, Ishioff?
Oh, man.
Mr. Richard Creamer.
I got to call the guy back.
Less fumes and more cleaning. Mr. Oven Cleaner.
I think we got on the wrong foot, Mr. Richard.
Gary, the retard! Could you clean it for me?
Alright.
Who's the impersonation there?
Sounds just like him.
I know.
You've reached Just John's, the hottest nightclub in the city of St. Louis. We are located at 4112 Manchester in the Grove. Our fax number is 31.
Fuck your fax. Fuck your fax. We'll call him back later from the different school.
What the hell is Chump John?
That guy was funny, though.
Who's Chump John? We ain't a bunch of chumps, but you are, because you called.
As for Carly, chump. Quickie's convenience store. That's from last week, I believe. I'm looking at numbers from last week,
this
I think.
This is Jobbing Cleaner!
Hoppy the Clown! Let's go Hoppy the Clown. Shit, Jacksonville.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I had to call you up, man.
That's fine. What's going on?
What do you think about this fucking chimpanzee that's in the White House right now? His name's Barack Obama.
It pisses you off. Does he curdle your blood, Mr. Crazy Fucker?
Hey,
Mr. Fucking Republican Redneck.
Hey, now look. Can you talk with me for a couple of minutes?
I'll give you two, and I'm up against a hard break.
All right, now let me ask you a question.
I'm up against a hard break, Chris.
Okay, now let me ask you a question there, Carlito. We know Mamba Ramba flipping dudes there. We ain't no gangbangers. We ain't no criminals. We ain't no fucking biker outlaw fucking scum fucking piece of shit that put on their identities in the morning. They're like doctors and bankers in the daytime, but at night they drive Harley Davidson motorcycles and they mass murder innocent people. We ain't them kind of people. But let me ask you a question there. What's this about there? You're on the East Coast there. I want you to track down George Bush and Dick Cheney and
Jesus, look at this guy, he is drinking that
7 up tonight.
Oh my God.
Hey, check your G talking.
Yeah, most definitely, quick shout out to RBCP from phonelosers.com. Thank you, man, for being in here. Welcome.
Crazy fucker, can you give a shout out real quick to RBCP from phonelosers.com, please? Shut up, Milkman. RBCP from phonelosers.com. Give a quick shout out to the guy, would you?
What does that stand for? RBCP.
I'm not sure. What do you think it stands for?
RCMP, Rural Canadian Mounted Police.
Yeah.
RB what?
RBCP. Romeo, Bravo, Charlie. What's P? Pedro. Yeah. Do you know the
album? Why the fuck would you want me to do that, man? I'm trying to tell you something, man.
All right.
I'm trying to tell you something.
Crazy fucker, how much you had to drink tonight? Crazy fucker, how much have you had to drink tonight exactly? How much alcohol? How many beers have you had, first of all?
How many beers?
Yeah, have you been drinking beers or rum? What's your alcoholic drink tonight? You said some hurricane shit, and I don't know what you're talking about. What's in it?
Oh, fuck, dude. I'll tell you what, dude. Goddamn, dude. I might, you know what? I might even start importing this shit over to the East Coast there to you fucking, alligator, fucking, manatee fucking retard right. There, you
crazy
you,
fucking go
you fucking mud people in the White House.
Go drink some more.
Drink
some more and then call us back.
Hey, I'll tell you what, my
call us back. Listen, old man.
Hey, milkman, you sucked the milk out of my cock, right?
Ah, milkman, he sucked the milk out of his cock.
Boy, that's a new one.
I'm fabulous.
You're gay, milkman. You're
that
gay.
That really hurt.
Ha ha ha. That really hurt. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. So we've called Pink Panthers. We called Big Boppers. We got Sloppy's Barbecue. Let's give Sloppy's a call. And then we'll take a break, right? All right. Sadai.
That last call was kind of good to the effeminate guy at the bar. Mr. Oppenheimer.
Hello?
Hey, hi. This is Oppenheimer. Who am I speaking with? This is Oppenheimer. This is Valente Oppenheimer. Is this Sloppy's Barbecue?
Yeah.
What are you doing over there, buddy?
What am I doing over here?
Yeah, are you working? What did you just answer? Can't you say, like, you know, Sloppy's, how can I help you? Do I have the right number? Are you closed? What's going on?
Well, we're closed. We close at 9.
What do you... Wow, at 9 o'clock? Seriously? What are you doing there still? Cleaning?
I'm waiting on my ride.
Do you sleep there? You see, no. Hey, man. Are you black?
No.
Is this a black barbecue place or is it like a white people barbecue place?
Who are you?
Is it like a, you know, white people big good old boys eat ribs and stuff there, or is it like black people come and eat black people ribs and collard greens? And they look at you like when you come in, like they're polite to you if you're a white person, but they're like mm-hmm, like that, and they don't refill your drinks. What kind of barbecue? Is this a black people barbecue place or white people? This is legit. I'm not trying to be racist. I'm just asking. Is it white people or black people barbecue there?
We serve everybody.
Yeah, but what kind of style? Is it white people style or black people style?
Barbecue is barbecue.
No, there's black people barbecue and white people barbecue, man. You know there's a big difference. Black people make better barbecue, but they treat white people like me and you. They treat us rudely. They don't bring out... We ask for ketchup. So, oh, yeah, sure, bring out the ketchup. Never bring out the ketchup. They don't refill the drinks. They don't play defense in basketball. They refuse to play defense. And when... And there we are. Here we are. Is this like a chain restaurant, or is it owned by a person?
It's a small barbecue place.
Is it owned by white people or black people?
I still don't get what you're calling for.
I'm just trying to see what style barbecue it is, if it's white people or black people style. It's a legitimate question, sir. There's a difference.
No, there's not.
I don't know.
Yeah, barbecue is barbecue.
All right, buddy. You know what? Obviously, you're not a professional. You don't understand about barbecue. You're not a connoisseur. You're not of that type. That's okay. That's all right if you're not, you know, on that level. That's fine. Go ahead. Are you going to, like, be an auto mechanic later on?
Bye.
Whatever.
There is different types of barbecue. Tuck? You're from Tennessee.
Hi.
Very true, yes.
I heard some good pulled pork sandwiches in Tennessee. Let me try that once.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled
right,
pork.
Right where I live.
Pulled pork. That's live audio from Milkman last night when he was having... he was watching porno.
Hey.
All right, everybody. Madhouse Red is going to take a break. AKA, I need to go into the bathroom and take a whiz. When we come back, we have more prank calls to do. I need more numbers from Lonesome Loser, but I'm sure those will come in. We also have Hoppy the Clown, which they said I was going to call and never got to. Hoppy the Clown, probably sleeping now. That's in Texas. Quickie's Convenience Store in Salem, Oregon. to Grover's Inn in Omaha, Nebraska. Home to NORAD. No, they're not. Where's NORAD at? Alaska, isn't it? I don't know. Maven says, N-words don't eat ribs, but black people do. Alright. Right on, good, no. Maybe we should call in. We rarely get any women callers. We've only had a handful. I think we can count the number of women callers to the show. I can count them on one hand. Well, I bet you. It's always nice to hear a nice lady on the phone. All right. When we come back,
call
we're going
to...
We'll have more prank calls to do. Don't worry about that, everybody. You know, fear not. I know. We've been slow with it today, but whatever. Quality, not quantity. And when there's no quality... This is me, Carlito, on a Thursday night. What else are you going to do? Survivor? The Office? Porno? Wow. Parks do?
Golly, Trump.
House Radio will be back right after this.
Well, we all live in America, and we're all different colors. Some of us paint our faces to try not to look like the others. But here in America, you can pretty much do what you please, long as you do it to yourself, then you'll not get in the big squeeze. But don't piss off the goddamn piece of shit motherfuckers who control the world, like George W. Privateers. Fuck them bastards! Fuck all you people who think your shit don't stink! Give me a minute and let me tell you what I think! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
This guy loves it. Oh my god.
But what type of people come in? Are they affluent people? Do some of them look like they don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom?
Well, you know, I can't tell you what other people do. We just serve our customers to our best of our ability. So, you know, we have our sanitary issues here, and we have bulletproof glass. So, you know, it's all up to you whether you want to take it how you take
Wait,
it.
Wait, you have bulletproof glass?
Yes, we do. So
even at the front?
Yes, we do.
So how do you get the food?
Through an exchange window.
Hey, man, is that because you guys are Compton and you have bulletproof glass, like in a bank?
Well, probably because of the area and because of our employee safety. So basically, we just face guard it.
Man,
that's it.
Is it really that bad in Compton? For real? Like, I always heard, yo, you know, Dr. Dre and this. And I was like, it's not really like that, you know.
Well, it's just a stereotype that people put out there. So, you know, basically, you know.
There's some stupid,
right here, so, you know,
stupid white boys come in, they're starting problems then, right?
No, not really. It's just. You know, however it goes, you know, we just are here for our safety. That's why we have safeguards. So
would you eat a chicken meal on the floor of the
restaurant? No, everybody's walking, so why would you want to eat off the ground?
Well, let's say after closing, you had set aside a nice chicken meal, and then everybody closed, and then everything was broke down, everything, and would you sit down and eat the chicken meal off the floor of the common area of the floor? Would you feel confident that you would do that and feel okay?
We're really, really off topic right now, so, you know, I'm here to help you as, you
well,
know,
listen,
as, you know, this
Hermano,
chicken and everything.
Hermano, look. Why I ask is because if the place isn't clean that the employee wouldn't eat off the floor, my dad always said, you know what, forget it. So you tell me, are you confident? Do you people have a clean restaurant? Is it clean?
Yeah, we have a clean restaurant.
So would you eat off the floor if it's so clean? Would you eat off the floor?
Sir, that's way off topic. I'm
yes or no?
Serving. I'm here to serve you, so you know.
Please, with me.
Sorry, but you know, I'm going to have to hang up because, you know, we're not talking about orders and what we have to do here. Okay, you asked me.
I want to come.
You placed a large order through a credit card and I let you know already, sir.
Hermano.
So, you know, I'm letting you know that we're off topic and, you know, stop calling me hermano because, you know,
hermano.
I talk English and that's all.
Brother, okay, brother.
Have a nice day, okay?
Please just answer the question. It's important. Damn.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com. Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box.
Okay,
and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever
make you who you are.
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland?
Just talk to him for a minute. Hey, just talk to him for a minute.
Hey, if you go,
How the fuck? Yo, fuck, yo, I am...
Shut up, motherfuckers!
I'm a rapper. No audio on Syndicate,
the... What's talking about blanky?
The shit are you talking about, DTT? DTT, we're breaking news, we have lost audio feed on Syndicate.
He's hacking...
No, let me know, is that for real?
Again.
Syndicate, let me know, do you hear me? Check. Please, advise. Thank you. Get ones, everything's alright. DTT, you know, get with it. Get with it, buddy, alright?
No, we haven't lost it.
You never had it to begin with. Bad Boys of Ohio confirming yes, they've been listening to us right now. Awesome. Kogani says, oh yeah, Andy told me he posted that, I saw that, it's actually really good. Yeah, I saw that right before the show started. And he sent me this video here. Fans getting even with the riot police.
Eu só queria dizer que a família apoiava José Fonseca, o árbitro português do jogo.
Anyway, it's like a video of, I'm guessing this is like a French country, maybe France even. It's like a soccer game and the riot police come out arresting a fan. And they're like beating up the guy, like punching him, like, and hitting him with the sticks, like right in the field, right in front of everybody. And one of the players and a bunch of the fans are coming in to save the guy because the riot cops are like beating him up. And it becomes of this big brouhaha, this big fight, this big brawl, like in the middle. It's pretty interesting. And if you go over to the Madhouse forums, you'll see a link to it, madhouselive.com. Click on the forums link. See what I'm talking about. Jonathan, how are you, man?
What's up, Carlito?
I'm doing all right. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. Just chilling out for the weekend.
Good deal. I on the break, I mixed three types of sugar-free Jell-O.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. I mixed cranberry, orange, and black cherry.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, when you make them in the pot, you know, when you warm it up and you gotta put in the freezer after that, or the fridge, I guess. I put all three together, came out, it almost looked black. But it tasted damn good, it just tasted like berry. It tasted great, it looked like, I don't know how to describe it, it looked like black Jell-O. It looked like it was like dirty water, but it tasted really good, man. I wish the cam was up, I'd put it up so you could see it.
Hmm.
Hmm. Oh yeah, buddy. So what else has been up with you this week? When's your next vacation, my friend?
Probably during the summertime.
Okay. I'm going to head down to Orlando. Come to Orlando, man. We'll hang out. I'll have you for the show. Like, we had Zolar last week. Did you hear that show? You like? Yeah, you did hear that show. That was a good show last week, right? You did call in. That's right. Of course. I remember. It was a good show last week. It was good having Zolar by. If he's still listening, right at you, man. I was going to tell you, next time you come down, we can go to SeaWorld. I think that'd be kind of cool. I'm in the mood to go to SeaWorld.
Zolar.
Okay.
SeaWorld, they got those roller coasters and they have Shamu. It goes up and down. Where I really want to go is Universal. I want to do the Simpsons. Have you done the Simpsons ride yet?
Not yet.
Oh, man. They got a new roller coaster opening at Universal also, I think, in the fall. So that is when I'm going to go to Universal, so I can do both the new rides at once and not have to go back for another year or two until they open up something new.
Yeah, I heard they've been getting rid of a lot of the old rides.
Yeah, they got rid of Back to the Future for Simpsons. They got rid of King Kong for the Mummy. I don't know, what's the next oldest one is Earthquake. That was, well, like, Back to the Future opened in 91, I want to say. It was new. It wasn't open with the park. It was the first big ride they built there. But
a long time ago, though.
Yeah, originally, and I remember I was there opening day, and it was 1989, I want to say, or 1990, one of those two. I think it was 1989. And it was King Kong, Jaws, and Earthquake. Yeah, Earthquake is, like, something different now, also. So the only original ride that's still left, I think, out of all of them, like, they closed the Nickelodeon Studios and all that, I think all that's left is Jaws. That's the only one that's, like, it has been, and even that one got shut down for, like, a year and a half. It's just not worth it. You know, when people tell me all the time, you live in Orlando, wow, you must go to Universal and Disney all the time. To be honest with you, no, because it's so expensive, even living here. There's no reason to go, after you've gone to Disney once, there's really not a reason to go again. Maybe like the Magic Kingdom because it's huge and you could spend 2 days there if you wanted at that one park. But like Epcot, SeaWorld, Universal, you can do all those in one day. You know, I have no need to go back to do the same rides over again. You know, when I was younger, I had an annual pass and because it was something to do when you were younger. You know, I was in high school and right in college, right out of high school, and it was cool to go there. But just, you know,
don't forget, they still have the ET ride up at Universal.
That's right. The ET ride is one of the original ones. I love that ride, man, because it says your name at the end. When you leave ET, you give your name at the beginning, and ET says your name at the end. I love that. Yeah, man, I've been going, God. I mean, even I grew up here in Orlando, so I'm I feel like an amusement park aficionado sometimes. Just I've seen how Disney has progressed and changed. The Animal Kingdom I don't like. It's all right. It's just not worth $50 to go there, but it's, yeah, I mean, it's a nice zoo. There's no other zoo in Orlando, anything like
that. Yeah, the parks that I like is Epcot, MGM, and the actual Disney World Park.
Yeah, MGM, I don't like. I'll be honest with you. I went there once when I was really young. It was okay then, and I went there about 2 years ago. I had these I have a friend who works at Disney, so for $30 he gets me a ticket that you can use in all four parks in the same day. So, you know, you can actually, you know, go to Disney and then you go to Epcot and you go to Animal Kingdom and Epcot again and back, which I've done. I've done this before. But went to MGM and I wasn't impressed at all. Nothing there that I like. I mean, they got the Rock and Roller Coaster is okay. That's good. Other than that,
now the firework displays at nighttime are pretty awesome.
I don't think I've ever seen those there. I can't say that I have. I never stay for the fireworks. That's for kids almost. I don't know. I know that SeaWorld, I went there a lot with my ex-girlfriend because she had a daughter who was 3, so she could get into SeaWorld for free. And she loved, you know, going to see the animals. So we'd go there every Saturday. It was, you know, entertainment. We got annual passes for like $80, and we'd go for free for a whole year to SeaWorld. That was pretty cool. And you had to pay like $5 for parking there every time. And, you know, when you're going there, you got to buy food and stuff, and it's all expensive. That's why they let you come in for free. Hey, man, we've been talking about Disney and et cetera. Anything else for your fans and listeners before I let you go?
I guess that's it. Just have a safe weekend, and hope to see y'all back next Thursday.
All right. We'll see you next Thursday.
Alrighty.
I don't know what I'm rambling.
I'm just not feeling it, guys, tonight.
Jonathan!
MC3 Clay agrees. MGM is eh. It is eh. For, you know, Zolar just getting back from Orlando. He didn't go to any of the parks. I don't think he went to any of the parks. It'd be nice to check in with him. But I think, you know, everybody has to do Magic Kingdom once. You have to do the Magic Kingdom.
He went to the get baked, didn't he?
I don't know. You have to do, everyone has to do Magic Kingdom once in their life. I mean, that is the quintessential park in the world, the Magic Kingdom, with the exception of maybe the actual original Disneyland. After that, I will put Universal Islands of Adventure, number two. Number three, Universal Studios. Number four, this is hard to do, as a matter of fact. I don't know. Because I'd almost want to put Epcot above the studios, but no. Islands of Adventure is number two. Number three is Epcot. Number four is Universal Studios. Number five is SeaWorld. That's the order you folks should do it. That should be your priority when you do your once-in-a-lifetime pilgrimage to Orlando.
Crazy fucker checking in. Have you ever been to Disney World or Disneyland, sir?
No, sir. I have never been to Disney World or Disneyland. And originally, Disneyland was on the West Coast here, down in Anaheim, California.
Right.
Okay, but I have grown up since Dad was born with Disney Land, the original Walt Disney.
Anti-Semite like you, yes.
Well, actually, no, sir. Don't. I'm not an anti-Semite.
You talk about.
I do not hate anybody, dude. I've got 6 billion brothers and sisters.
You dropped like 4 N-bombs tonight on the show already. And we're still, it's still not Friday yet, technically.
Well, actually, sir, those were your bombs that you dropped in your own self. You can go back to the first call I ever made to your station there, was that I got 6 billion brothers and sisters, and I don't want to hurt and kill anybody.
Okay, well, good. We don't need any animosity between
you have
me
to
do. I respect
I got some
you.
Friends.
I always
okay, are you with
you.
Me?
I always respected you. I always respected
Wait,
you.
Wait, think about that.
No, you're not respecting me right now. You won't let me speak.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay, back in
I've
the 60s.
I've always respected you, as a matter of fact. I have always had nothing but the utmost of respect for you, crazy fucker.
Okay, because I want to be there at your wedding party. Shit.
Oh, yeah, you're not coming to the wedding.
Can I come to your wedding?
Oh, boy.
If I come to Florida right now and track you down there, dude,
oh, please,
can I come to your wedding?
Now you're just creeping me out. Please. You're on timeout for 10 minutes, crazy fucker.
No.
Yes, crazy fucker. Yes, you are.
Come to your wedding, crazy fucker. Yes, please.
He's so wasted tonight. I love it. We'll just have him keep checking in as he gets drunker and drunker. I think the last time he sounded even more wasted. He was like, Farm coming right up, ladies.
Hello, you reached the. We're here someplace.
No new messages.
Oh my god.
Yeah! We're in!
Play back.
Alright, what number do you think is the one they can hit to get to the outgoing message? 5?
Record greeting after the beep.
Test, 1, 2, 3. Test, 1, 2, 3.
There we go. Okay, here we go. Alright, what do I do, guys?
Press record greeting.
Do Jack Matheson.
Hello, this is Jack with. We are not available to take your call at this time. Outgoing rates have been suspended for the month of March, April, and May, and we will not be accepting any reservations for any of the horses or horse riding lessons, except for those who embrace the Church of Mormonism. If this applies to you, please leave your phone number, name, call you back, and someone will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you. Hello,
this is Jack with we are not available to take your call at this time. Outgoing rates have been suspended for the month of March, April, and May, and we will not be accepting
any reservations for everybody.
Or horse riding lessons, except for those who embrace the Church of Mormonism. If this applies to you,
Church of what?
Leave your phone number, name, phone number, including area code. And the best
Church of Mormonism?
Someone will return your call.
Mormon.
I gotta see if I gotta hit a button to accept it or not. Thanks. Let's see. I guess that's
press
it.
One. All message. Play back.
Okay, cool. We're done. All right, good. We hacked into it. That took too long, though. But, hey, we got in.
Call back now and listen to the message. Call back and listen to the message.
He just did.
Church of Latter-day Saints.
Crazy fucker.
Hey, man.
To you. What do you think about
it? I just called to tell you, man, I want to be in your wedding party there when you get married there, dude. Because I'm your number one fucking fan.
You want to be the usher?
No, I don't want to be the usher. I just want to be, I'll be a guy standing in the back of the fucking, wherever you hold your wedding ceremony. I'll be a fucking just anonymous fucking guy, you know. I don't want to fucking...
It's a Mormon wedding.
You're the man, dude.
It's a Mormon wedding.
It's a what?
It's a Mormon wedding.
Well, that's all right, dude. I'm a deacon in the Mormon church, dude.
What? A deacon in the Mormon church? You got more?
Yeah,
than
I am a deacon in the Mormon church.
How many wives do you have?
I don't have any wives, dude.
Uh-huh. Why aren't you?
Oh, man.
Were you ever in love, crazy fucker?
I'm in love, man. I'm in love.
But with a woman. Were you ever in love with a woman or a man? No, there's anything wrong with either one. Well, actually, dude,
I'm in love with all the women on the planet Earth, dude. All
right. Well, okay. Sounds for a minute there you had an emotional moment right now.
But I don't gotta exploit them or fucking rape them.
Crazy fucker. I love you. I love you.
Are you still with me?
Yeah, I love you, man. I love you. I'm not embarrassed to say I love you.
All right, man. Can I give you some elderly advice?
All right, hurry it up.
Hurry it up?
I'm up against a hard break. You gotta hurry.
Really? You're up? What do you got? What's your hard break there, dude?
I have to take a hard break for the sponsors at the top
what,
of the
you got a fucking...
You, sir, are insulting me.
Well, actually, sir, I'm not trying to insult you. I'm trying to give you some elderly...
He's just so drunk. Sound files to leave on answering machine. Kokanee sends sound files. Everybody, breaking news from Kokanee, sending in emails of sound files.
Right. Hello, Harvey.
Yeah,
this is Victim calling. I'm a little pissed right now. I was wondering if you could come over and get my car boosted. I got jumper cables, but they're missing the one lead, so if you got cables, it'd be all right. Otherwise, we can just...
Sounds like a plan, Kokanee. Sounds like a plan. All right. Good fun.
Call that machine back and see if your message is still on there, Mono.
You want to call him?
The jumping horse?
The prancing pony. What a jumping horse. God, you ruined stuff. You can't get anything right.
A jumping donkey.
And I found a fucking hair in the goddamn grilled cheese. I kid you not, there's a fucking hair in there.
Well, you can patch that call into it, the one you're playing there now.
It sounds like a drunk Canadian. You can't shake that Canadian accent, Kokanee.
And I fucking
another trailer park, boys.
Socialists.
Not ringing, motherfucker.
Come on, motherfucker.
That was a bunch of shit.
Place.
You know what I want to call is one of those Greek restaurants we like to fuck with so much. Big Outlaw.
Are they on?
Big Outlaw's being an ass. Big Outlaw, you better show some respect. Big Outlaw, I will have you taken out. I will ask you to leave my floor until which time I am done on the floor, and then you can have the floor back.
Let's back here in a little bit, man.
Don't know what happened there. Big Outlaw hacked us. Everybody's what happened. Big Outlaw is against us. He's trying to get us cut off around here. No, Big Outlaw's been on a mission to get us cut off of Syndicate. I really appreciate it.
What's been going on? Big Outlaw.
I don't know, bro. Hey, man. Let's do a few more prank calls. Let's call it a night. It is midnight at this time. We need to do a UK call. Only problem being is that we do not have... I think I might have somewhere here a Lonesome Loser. I don't know if it's still got minutes on it, though. It's from several weeks ago. I don't know if it's still good. He had an international call that we used a few times. But I'm not sure that it's good. I'll do that.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
It's not too good. A friend of mine told me to call in and make an order for some food. You guys still taking those orders there?
Who's this?
This is Valente.
This is who?
Valente.
Do
I know you?
1 second, let me put you on hold to see if the kitchen's still open.
Oh, man.
Valente's starving.
Valente's hungry. Oh, my headphones are too loose.
Hi, this is Lynn. Can I help you?
Hey, Big Lynn. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good.
Good. I just wanted to know if it's too late to make an order real quick for myself and my friend. It'll be quick. I promise. I'll make it worth your time, Big Lynn.
Yeah, you can still make an order.
I'll make it worth your time. All right, you ready to take
my... What's your name,
Bob? This is Valente.
Uh-huh.
All right. What
you like?
Let me see here. You guys got any of those dolmades?
You want the ones with meat?
Yeah, those hard to make, or are they ready made right now?
No, those are easy.
Okay, go make me some dolmades.
You want the appetizer or like a dinner?
Oh, like the dinner version, eh? And I'll take one of the spanakopitas also. You got any spanakopita? Can I get two of those?
It comes 4 to an order.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, let's get one of those orders, and then...
Okay.
The last thing I like is my friend wrote down here. He went to Greece last week, so he told me. Malacca.
Malacca? We don't serve Malacca here.
It's like a dough with nuts and onions and honey on it and stuff like that. It says, he wrote down Malacca.
Burka? Is it like a dessert?
This is M-A-L-A-K-A, Malacca.
Malacca is like a dirty word in Greek.
No. It's, no, most definitely not. It comes in as like a triangle. You need of a fork. It's called Malacca.
No, I'm telling you, Malacca is a dirty word.
What's it mean? Is it a bad, dirty word?
Like MF.
Oh, wow. Really?
Uh-huh.
That's bad. How old are you?
62.
That old? Really? You sound much younger. Mm-hmm. I could have sworn you were much younger, my dear.
No.
Are you happily married?
I'm happily married.
For how many years, sweetheart?
30.
That's beautiful.
March the 9th and 10th.
God bless. You have a lot of kids?
Three.
All right. Well, that's good. I
need to get this ordered to the kitchen or you're not going to get your food.
No.
I don't know what Malacca is because it's not a food. It's like I say, it's a dirty word.
Let me speak to my friend and make sure. Don't put the order in. I'll call back in like 30 minutes.
Okay.
And I'll let you know. Sweet. Okay. I honestly, I could have sworn you were younger. Much, much younger.
No.
All right. All right.
So call him and ask me. Tell me back.
You have a lot of gray hairs. Do you have a lot of gray hairs?
No, not too many.
No, natural or do you shave? Do you? Oh, wow, I just said something inappropriate. Do you dye your hair?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's why you don't have gray hairs though.
Yeah.
if you have a few gray hairs and you're still dying your hair, and you
need to get the order in, or the kitchen's going to be closed.
All right, you tell them to hold off on that real quick. I'll call back when it's time, because I want it warm, all right?
Okay, because he's getting ready to leave, so I need to hold him here, because the kitchen closes at 9 usually.
Oh, really? Well, you know what? Yeah. I don't want to bother you. That's all right.
Well, she's off on that.
No, he's still here, so...
No,
but I don't know what that other thing is that you want.
I don't know. It says here Malacca, that's all I know. All right, good night, thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh, bye.
I don't know where we're going with this. This show has been like a week. Lonesome Loser says he's got pins that are good. International pins that are good. All right, everybody, let us call. Let's call the UK. After we're checking the
pin that's good.
After we're checking the crazy fucker again.
Yow.
Carlito?
Yeah, pretty weak last prank call we did.
Hey, call back and see if that
Dan listen to me,
numbers,
dude. You're number one, dude.
Okay.
Listen to me. You're number fucking one prank caller on...
Oh, God.
Fucking prank caller, man. You are the number one man.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. You're the number
one man.
You're
goddamn right, dude.
You're the number one caller. You're the number one caller of the Madhouse show. You're the number one caller.
Well, listen to me. Listen to me, man.
You're Mr. Madhouse.
Well, no, dude. I'm just a fan of yours that's like a fucking guy that respects you 100%. Even though you're like a little kid. You're like one of my nieces or nephews, you know. I ain't figured out where you're coming from, but it's like you're like a little kid I just give positive reinforcement to.
So when was the last time that you were in love with a woman?
Last time that I actually knocked some dude on his ass and took and tried to... You can't ever do that. It was up in Canada back in the 60s there. You ever heard of the 60s and 1960s?
Yeah, I've heard of
them. You ever heard of guys that refused to go over to Vietnam and kill innocent people in Vietnam so that the corporations that you enjoy today, that you got your phone service through?
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I used to be, you know what, you ever been in prison, dude?
No,
I was in fucking prison for 7 years and 8 months, dude.
Wow.
Answer your question.
Yeah, right. That means that, right.
You were there eating steaks with Suge Knight, hanging out, getting massages, and smoking big cigars.
Well, you're talking shit, dude.
Yeah,
there were no fucking that shit, dude.
Yeah, there were. You were like in some mental... white collar Republican.
No, it's called California Men's Colony East.
He was rubbing it.
Oh, geez.
Sometime Google up California Men's Colony East.
All right, so you.
It was made in 1952, dude.
All right, so you told us that the helicopter landed on your property, and a guy came out and told you to forget that it ever happened and flew away, and then you got arrested. Is that what happened?
Right, you're basically right about that.
Okay.
Now, if I would have done that, I probably would never have gone to prison. You're basically right about that.
So is that what?
Hey, are you with me?
I'm with you. So you called what's his face? Art Belling told him the story, and then they picked you up, or what? What was it exactly?
Nah, dude, back when you were sucking on your mama's tits, dude, I used to be calling up fucking, people and saying, hey man, do you got I used to call up grocery stores and say, do you got Prince Albert in a can?
Oh God, wow, that's a big one. Crazy
and
fucker,
they would
I
say,
won't forget the heartbreak,
say,
crazy fucker.
Yeah, and I say, well, wait around, ha! And I say, hey, I call up people and I say, hey, is your refrigerator running? And they say, yeah, and I say, well, you better catch it before it gets away. Right, man, I've been... Hey,
all
dude,
right,
I'm fucking... I'm 59 years old, motherfucker!
Jesus Christ, this guy. He's got... You know, it's a funny thing, though. I did almost... I had a perfect opportunity.
Mr. Saul, that was the guy who started all that.
With my ex-girlfriend. she her dad was really pissed off because the fridge was broke, and he was on his hands and knees. He's a plumber. He was on his hands and knees trying to fix the fridge. And me and my girlfriend are next. We're not in the kitchen. He's in the kitchen. We can see him. He's right next to us. We're in the living room watching TV. And she tells me, because she knew I used to like prank calling people. She said, "Hey, get your cell phone, call the house, and ask him if his refrigerator is running." And I said, "Oh my God!" And I did it. And he got really, really mad. He told us to get out, and it was pretty awkward. He wasn't a funny guy. He wasn't a very. We were both out of it. We were both drinking, I think, that night before we came home. Yeah, he got really mad. But it was funny.
Call back that dancing pony and see if that message has been changed.
Oh man! In a second, Milkman. In a second, we're gonna call the UK here, okay, man? We need to call UK. We have to fill our quota.
All right.
These calls to the UK are brought to you by MadhouseMunchies.com, the sponsor of the midnight Eastern Standard Time hour here tonight. Again, that's Madhouse Munchies over at MadhouseMunchies.com, the original microchip. You should check them out. Thank you, guys.
You have 1 hour, 46 minutes for this call.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello.
What are you doing calling me at this time of the morning?
I needed a call to wake you up.
Why?
I'm not quite certain. Are you awake?
You phoned me and it's the wrong person.
No. I need to speak with the Goodwin residents. I need to speak with Mr. and Ms. Goodwins.
Well, that's speaking.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, did I wake you?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, that's exactly what I meant to do. I meant to call you and wake you up today. I'm calling from the United States of America and on a mission to wake you up out of your bed for no reason. Okay? You can hang up now. Quite all right. Thank you.
Dolly Kid Show.
All right. Just sit there. You can just sit there and listen if you want. I mean, I'm not much into a phone sex kind of thing, but I mean, I guess we could try.
Touching yourself, baby?
Shut up, Milkman. God, Milkman,
I had a bone to pick with you, and you know, I didn't want to bring it up, but you ruined the road trip. You wouldn't stop talking. Didn't you realize that me and Artie and I both, neither of us could hear you, and you just kept talking over every single thing that we were doing. You kept like, playing your guitar.
Dude, you guys needed the help. What are you talking about?
That was awesome radio. That was awesome radio. We were live at Wendy's and in 7-Eleven.
That's why I was helping out the best I could.
It was in the state penitentiary.
You couldn't even hear nothing.
It's your duty.
We're out of here. Just for that, we're out of here, Milkman.
All right, man. Peace.
I'm kidding. We're going to call...
I'm not.
Bryce Goodwin. Get out, I'll mute you, Milkman. I hold your leash, dog.
I don't give a fuck.
There you go. We'll be right back in a moment, folks. Don't go anywhere. So quiet here all of a sudden, Tom. He just logged out. I just tried to unmute him and he logged out.
Chill out.
When?
Yeah. Finally, it's quiet.
1 minute for this call.
Thank you very much, Lonesome Loser, for finding us the PIN numbers that we needed so that we can make phone calls to the United Kingdom.
Hello.
Hey, buddy, how are you? Is this Bryce? Hello?
Hello, who's speaking?
This is Valente. Is Bryce there?
Yes.
All right, could you please put him on?
Hello.
Bryce.
Yes.
Hey, big guy, how you doing?
Who's this?
It's calling to make sure that you're awake. This is Valente from the United States wanting to call wake you up. No reason at all, just to piss you off, wake you up. Have a great day. That's all I got. He sounds like he might have gotten angry. He was in Scotland. Why didn't they fuck with him? God damn it. Sorry about that. I'll try to call him back. Hello? Still there, monkey.
That was stupid. The guy's in Scotland. I could have totally fucked with him. He was responsive. Shot myself right in the foot there, Tuck. What happened to Milkman? What happened to Milkman? Where's Milkman?
He's gone.
Milkman man? Man Milkman.
He's out. He's adios. Yes.
Milkman mad. Who's Leslie? There's a Leslie here in my car.
Adios.
I don't know who Leslie is.
Leslie?
I don't know. I don't know. Leslie. It's a nice name, though. I don't think I ever... No. No. That's not my guma. My guma's name is not Leslie.
I have.
My guma.
Hello.
It's a big deal.
Fuck you.
We need you. Please. Milkman. Milkman's pissed off. He said the F word to me. What a fucking asshole. Alright, fine, Milkman. Guess who's not in the wedding anymore? Tuck, wow. You're the new best man.
Oh boy.
Try to call him back. Hang on, everybody. Don't panic.
Crazy fucker's gonna do it.
We should get crazy fucker to call him. Let's see
here.
You
can stay back. Just a normal guy.
There we go.
You'll never know he's there. You'll never know he's there. Slowly drinking.
Hello.
What's your problem?
Staring in the back.
What the fuck's your problem, man? What do you want?
You get over here. Let me tell you something. Get
your ass.
You get your ass back in a teaspoon. You get your ass back in a T-speak,
or don't you kick your fucking ass?
Don't you ever?
Redneck.
You know what? Don't you ever show your face in this madhouse, cynic, anything ever, guys? It's
hey,
over between me and
buddy.
You.
I'm gonna kick your Republican ass. I'm tired of listening to your monkey ass fucking talk about President Obama, man. He is the Messiah.
Oh.
I had it with all you motherfuckers, and you tell that California queer too the same goddamn thing. Kiss my fucking Democratic ass.
You Republicans.
All of you.
Whatever.
Huh?
You're him. Oh? Crazy fucker. Crazy Milkman, everybody.
What's all this about?
I don't know. Milkman's having an episode two here. Alright, let's. We're going to call Karen Reynolds. Karen Reynolds is in Ayrshire, England. Oh, yeah.
Have 1 hour, 30 minutes. For this call.
Why name a song like this the ghetto? It's like, oh yeah, let's get down. I'm in the ghetto. I'm gonna play this music. Ghetto, ghetto.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. Wake up. Is Mrs. Reynolds there? Did I catch you folks at a bad time?
Who's calling?
This is Valente. I'm calling for Ms. Reynolds.
It's middle of the morning, 5 in the morning.
That's fine. That's fine. Did I wake you up? Hello? Hello, sir? Sir?
Hi.
Sir, don't make me get vile. Did I wake you up?
No, I was up with my baby.
Just please keep things civilized with me on the phone. You don't have to be rude, okay? What happened now? Explain it to me. What did I do?
Your phone ain't at 5 o'clock, half 5 in the morning.
You know what I'm saying? It's 12:30 a.m. over here where I am. I didn't understand. Where are you?
Scotland.
Oh. See, I'm trying to call my friend in Chicago. It's only 11:30 p.m. over there.
Hey, listen, I think you've got the wrong number. This will be costing you money. I was up anyway with my baby, so don't worry about it.
Oh, no, this is a collect call. They're charging you for the call, not me. I'm on a payphone. I don't have any money in the machine.
All right. Bye.
Excuse me, sir.
You're on the bubble
quick
there. Cheap
bastard. He's like, oh, shit. If they are charging me, let me hang up. Big outlaw in the chat room making fun of crew. All I know is I remember that when Dino had a meeting with us at the beginning of the year, he said that no one is supposed to be like that in the chat room and that no one is supposed to get upset
at
their crew
true.
Or not. He said that the only people that are supposed to be making a crew are Dino and a few others. I'm not crew. I don't care. Big Outlaw. Crazy fucker.
Hey, hello, Carlito.
Aren't you upset that you're not crew in Syndicate yet in the Syndicate radio chat?
Why does that guy Milkman keep blocking what I say out of this talking to you?
He's just being a jerk.
Yeah, I guess he is. You know, I apologize to him if I ever offended him.
Yeah, you know.
You Republican.
But you know what? You know what I called you up to tell you?
Oh, that's that, crazy fucker.
Was it you're on the side of the winning side? You're like my little brother that's tucked under my wing, right, Nate?
I'm in your protection. You're going to be behind
yes,
me.
Yes, you are under my protection there, dude.
It's like that song that by Sting where he talks about stalking his ex-wife.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have much to do with millionaires and billionaires and shit.
Mm.
You know, but I got a lot to do with the earth and people on the earth, you
okay.
know. It's like we you know, how many millions of dollars does some person got to get to fucking think that they speak for the planet, you know?
I don't know, bro. It's confusing me. I say we well, should just, you know what I've always said is love, peace, and joy at all essentially.
Right. Okay, right. Can I ask you another question? Do you want to be a millionaire and a billionaire?
No, I just want to be a 100,000-aire.
That's a 100,000-aire. Hey, yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, you're
all right.
Down like it's like that.
Chris Fucker,
I
gotta take a shit.
You know
I gotta
what?
Take a shit. I gotta take a shit. I gotta take a shit. I gotta take
oh,
a shit.
Take a shit, there.
I
dude.
Gotta take a shit. God damn it! All right, that's Crazy Fucker again for the fifth time of the night.
Hey, he is really hitting the really needy hard tonight, man.
Alexander Reynolds coming right up.
25 minutes for this call.
425. Hello.
Hello.
425. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Is Alexander there? Did I catch him? Did I catch him? Is he at work? What's going on?
He's calling.
This is Valente. I need to speak with Alexander, please. Alex, please.
This
is Valente. Valente.
Oh, you get the wrong number.
No. Alexander Reynolds, correct?
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I understand. I just need to speak with Mr. Reynolds. It's an urgent matter, please.
What about?
It's a personal business. It's a man business. If you could please put him on.
No, I don't know it.
Who is this? The wife? Oh, man.
This is
the problem.
This is meh, like MGM. I'm done. I'm out of here.
This is what we get. What's going on?
What are the numbers anyway?
Unless
we call Where's My Socks. We can call Where's My Socks. I think they're closed by now. They're in LA, where it's 9:34, where Milkman is at right now.
LA is only 9:34 in SoCal, baby.
Dish. You're in your underwear now, aren't you?
I just pooped.
Oh, shit.
Leave me alone, I got a shit.
So are you, Tuck. You're in your underwear, too, I bet. I'm in panties.
Quit touching me. I'm coward, mommy.
I can't believe I already screwed up the carpet in here like that. Fucking ass.
Hello?
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi there.
Speaking with?
Hey, that's good. Yeah, is this the clothing place? The socks place?
No, you got the wrong number.
Who is this?
This is the wrong number?
I know, and this is Where's My Socks clothing store. Don't give me that.
Sorry?
Don't give me that, alright? This is the clothing store. I left my wallet there. You making up so you don't give me my wallet back. Give me my wallet back now.
Hold on. Who is this?
I left my freaking wallet there, and now you people.
What are you talking about?
I left my freaking wallet there. You people don't want to give it back.
Who the fuck is this?
This is Valente. You took my wallet. I left it there. You don't want to give it back. When I get through, I'm going to make a lawsuit on you, buddy.
Okay, hey, you just reached a residential place, so who the fuck are you trying to call?
Bullshit. 2 minutes ago, I was talking to you, and you said, oh, yeah, girl, come in and get your wallet. And
hey,
you said,
bro, send me
to the wrong...
house, man. This is a fucking house.
You're...
Hold on. Who the fuck is this, bro?
You fucking little shit. Don't you fucking talk to me like that, you little...
Where are you? I'm gonna fucking fuck you up, dude. Where are you?
Fuck you, you fucking shit. Give me my wallet back, you asshole.
No, I don't give a fuck about your wallet, bro. I'm telling you, you got the fucking wrong number. Okay, get your shit straight, bro.
You ever get your shit pushed in?
You wanna meet me somewhere?
Yeah, you wanna fight? You wanna have it fight?
Let's go, bro. Where are you gonna be at? Bitch?
Where you tell me where, and I'll show up.
Hold on. Fuck this motherfucker up, man. I'm telling you, you got the wrong fucking number. This is a house. Who the fuck are you trying to reach?
You fucking monkey, stupid, dirty shit.
You know what? Hey.
Let me talk.
Hold on. No, fuck this guy. Hey. Where are you gonna be at, dude?
I'm gonna kick your ass so good, I'm gonna laugh.
I'll give you your wallet, I'll shove it up your ass. Where are you?
Is that your girl that I was talking to?
I'm telling you, man, this is a fucking house, so who the fuck are you trying to reach?
When I beat you up, I'm gonna do your girl in front of you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna fuck you up first, bitch.
Do you have mother?
Tell me where you are, man, I'm gonna meet you over there.
How many fathers do you have?
Give me the fucking phone.
Give her the phone, I wanna talk to your girl.
You know what? Go fuck your mother, bitch, alright?
I'm gonna kick your ass. Let's meet. Now, I wanna fight. That's it.
Alright.
What's
Jesus
wrong with
Christ.
That?
Christ.
Hey, Joji.
What the fuck is wrong with that guy, man?
Hey, Joji, what's up?
Good God.
Let's arm wrestle. That'll settle it.
Wow.
You're in trouble now, man.
How about a thumb fight?
That was obviously a misdial. Let me see if I can find the... let me log into the spoof card. No, I've got it saved. I know I have a record of all my outbound and inbound calls. Don't worry, guys. I've got this saved here. Just going to have to log in.
That's almost like the missing Pasquale number there.
That guy's a trip. Hang on, let's see.
All right. I'm back, dude. That was awesome.
Yeah,
best misdial ever.
Hello.
Listen, buddy. I think...
Look. This is Los Angeles. What is the 409 area code?
Huh?
Where is your area code? We have caller ID. Where is your area
code? Dude, I'm blocking my phone number. Don't even go there. You don't have shit.
Dude, 409-459...
That's not my... This is not my phone number.
Well, either way, dude, this is a fucking house, and wherever your fucking wallet is, we're letting you know you got the fucking wrong number. Call the cops, alright? We got your number, so call the cops.
Listen,
okay?
Buddy.
This is a fucking house. I don't know where the fuck you left your wallet, but this is a fucking house, and I don't appreciate this kind of phone call.
I'm right? gonna give you the biggest slap right across the face. I'm gonna knock it right out of your mouth.
You know what? Try it, buddy.
Give me. You know, if you're tracing my number, I dare you to call back. I dare you.
Not with this. You know what? You can dare all you want, but what the fuck do
you're
you want, bitch?
You're
the one that's harassing us.
Are you Mexican? You sound Mexican.
What?
You sound like Mexican.
What the fuck does that got to do with anything? Am I trying to fucking make friends with you, bitch?
You sound like...
Why the fuck are you harassing us?
Why don't you ask your mother how many fathers you have, buddy?
You know what? No. Call the cops. We have your number. We're calling the cops. The cops are harassing you.
I already called the police for you because you stole my wallet.
Call the police.
I already did. You want the docket number?
You illegally.
Please. Give them the number and tell them to come here. We'll give them yours, okay?
Will you write down this tape?
You're a crazy son of a bitch.
They gave me a case.
You know,
I have a case number against you already.
Good.
Okay.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Get a life, bro.
Okay? I hope you get a lawyer. You get a lawyer. I suggest when we hang up.
It's a free country.
You get a lawyer.
Okay? Do whatever you need to do. What's your name?
This is Valente.
Valente,
yes.
Oh, you're asking me if I sound Mexican. Okay, anyways.
I'm Italian, sir. I'm Italian. I'm Italian.
Get a life, Valente.
I'm Italian.
Okay?
I'm Italian.
Get a life.
You stupid, disgusting immigrant. Stole my wallet.
Okay.
Another one. You're another drop in the bucket.
Alright. Valente, get a life. Wherever you are, this is your wrong area code.
I'm working on that.
Capable of flying in the 407 area code,
generalized it, okay?
How did you know that I'm 407 area code?
Because it shows up on the caller ID, stupid idiot.
I'm blocking my number.
Well, I don't know, but it shows up, bitch, okay?
Oh my god.
She's mad.
Oh my god.
She's mad. She just
knows
nobody.
Oh my god.
Stop getting
mad. Oh my god, get a fucking life, dude.
Oh my god.
This is Los Angeles. Where the fuck is this? Hold on.
Hello?
Oh my god. Please don't tell my mom that I was calling.
Hello?
Please don't tell my mom that I was calling.
Who is this?
This is Valente. Just please don't tell my mom I was calling.
Look, Valente. Valente, we will press charges against you, okay?
I'm recording this call. Do you understand?
I don't give you permission to record this call. I don't give you permission to record this call.
I don't give a shit. You are harassing us.
Hey,
if our phone has a recorder, then we can.
Valente.
So, Valente, get a life, dude.
Can you be quiet? Can you get off
the phone? And you owe both of us an apology, bitch, okay?
Fuck you.
I apologize. Hey, hey.
I apologize to the woman because she sounds sexy, but fuck you, man.
Hold on. Valente?
The girl sounds sexy.
Have some fucking respect. Have some fucking respect, okay?
The girl sounds sexy. Is that your sister or your girlfriend? Let me know. Who
hey,
is
Valente,
it?
Have some fucking respect.
Answer my questions,
Valente,
woman.
Mommy.
I command you to answer
Valente?
My questions.
Valente?
Yes?
Have some fucking respect. This is Los Angeles, man. You don't know what the fuck you're
so what? Los Angeles. Who gives a shit? West Coast. Oh, this is Los Angeles. Los Angeles, I don't give a fuck. I shit on Los Angeles. This is my town.
Valente,
I run this
find
town.
Your fucking wallet. Find your fucking wallet. I know where you live. Alright?
Where do I live?
Alright, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, well,
I'm not exactly.
I know where you live.
Good for you.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, bro, get a life.
Hey,
get a lawyer.
No, don't worry. No, you don't worry. I'm going to pray for you tonight. Don't worry.
Alright.
Okay, good. Okay.
Fucking wallet, you
okay.
Loser, okay.
I command you to hang up the phone.
Do you fancy a bomb?
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, that guy's funny.
I think you fancy the bum. Say that number there, man. That's a live one.
CD. CD track.
Now that's
there,
the one buddy. We need to hook up crazy fucking with. Next time you crazy fucking calls in, dial that bitch there.
Good.
That's a definite CD track right there.
Yeah, it definitely is. That's a definitely CD track. Yeah. MSC3 Clay says 407. He said 409. Yeah, he did screw that up. He did figure it out. He did say 409 at first, so I was like, that's not my area code. 409 area code is in Texas. We're getting confirmation.
Oh, so it's MSC3 Clay we have to blame for this.
Crazy fucker, what do you take about people like that are just so angry right off the bat? I was just calling for my wallet.
Hey, man. You know what, dude? I'm just calling to give my approbations and my total support to the best fucking prank call radio show in America.
In the world.
Radio
in the world.
Madhouse.
Come on. The world.
Well, that's true.
You can say the world. You can say the world.
No, I don't know about the world there, dude. I just know about our 50 states there, and you're the fucking, you're the man there, dude, on the East Coast.
Kick ass. Thank you, man.
You know why? You want to know why?
Yes. Yes, I.
Because you post your shows on your, you know, and I'm on Carlito's web house right now, man. And I'll tell you what, dude, you're the fucking man, there, dude. You're the man. You're the man. You are a historian. You are a great American.
Okay. I think we can all agree with you. Thank you very much, Crazy Fucker.
I think
you've drunken yourself into correctness.
Now I'm tired of kissing your ass. Now let me give you a little suggestion there.
Here we go.
What do you think about these psychopathic Americans that are over there in Iraq and Afghanistan that are killing innocent people?
They're heroes. Heroes.
For their corporations.
Heroes. Republican.
No, sir. Don't call me a Republican.
Same thing.
I did crazy fucker.
Connect him with that guy.
I really
did. With the crazy guy, man, like Fusako in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
that'd
be
five
good.
Different things that go in a circle, and they go kind of go back around and around.
Nina says, when I call the UK, accuse women of being lesbian who don't clean the house properly. Good point, because they all are.
Divas.
Yeah, hi, this is Divas Gay Bar.
It's Divas the Tranny Bar.
It's a gay bar, right?
Well, I guess if you like to look at it that way.
All right, that's excellent. Do you have, how many spaces do you guys have there, and how much does it cost for your spaces?
There's no spaces, it's a nightclub.
Oh, exactly, I need spaces for two people for the nightclub.
There's no spaces.
When I come in, where do I leave my car? How do you...
Your car?
My car machine.
What's that?
Ew, are you a tranny?
Yeah, I'm a dude.
Oh, really? For real?
Uh-huh, a dude.
Post or pre-op?
No, I'm a dude.
What do you mean?
I'm a dude. You're talking to a guy right now.
Okay, but you're a tranny, though. You're a tranny.
What do you mean about... What space? What slot? What are you talking about?
No, it's not, definitely not a slot. I'm looking for spaces. I need to reserve spaces, please, for my... I'm coming in this evening. I need to make sure I have spaces for me.
No spaces.
Oh, my bad. So
we don't have any booths or anything like that we reserve. There's no reservations, sir.
How long have you been a gay for?
I've been a gay for a long time.
Okay. This is you were born? When did you realize it? That you were sick?
Yeah, I realized that I was sick as soon as you called me.
You know what's funny? All right. That's true.
Okay, to place a call.
That's what my pastor said. Last week, Sunday, he said they're sick. I don't know. That's what I heard. He knows better than me. He's a doctor in philosophy. Who might argue with the guy?
Ha ha.
They're dying and everything.
Leaving with a good question, brown or pink nipples? Let's find out.
Recluse cut off.
Divas.
Hey there, what's going on?
How can I help you?
Yeah, is it brown or pink nipples? I tried, Clavin.
Sorry, buddy. I tried to phone out for you, homeboy. But it is not cooperating.
There he is.
Spindigate's asking, how long am I going on till? Maybe another 10 minutes.
Brown or pink nipples, what do you prefer, Crazy Fucker?
Hey, man, I sing a song that I wrote.
Alright, do it.
Alright. Let every American with a gun in Iraq come back in a body sack. Let every American with a gun in the Middle East get devoured by the beast. We ain't no Hitler. We ain't no Nazi. We ain't no communist. We are the people of America. So we are the people that are defending our country. We got 50 states. We got 50 states. Yeah, and we deal the plates. Yes, and we are free. The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Magna Carta.
He's just talking, yeah. So we'll keep him on in the background there.
I think he's quoting a line from a Bruce Springsteen song, isn't it?
Psychic Chuck should be coming on later on tonight. I'm presuming in about 10 minutes or so when we sign off. Psychic Chuck, give me the high sign, low sign.
Oh, wow.
Whatever you got to do. You gave me the high sign, good.
Fuck you, fucking English fucking motherfuckers. Fuck you all, you fucking motherfucking communist working motherfuckers. Fuck all you motherfuckers, fascists. Hey, because I believe this, that we are Americans and we are living under the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and that's the truth, brother. And you better be able to back it up.
Yeah, he's got a point, though. You got to be able to back it up.
Thank you, Carlito, for giving me a...
All right. Thank you. Hey, hang up that time. All right, cool. All right, Crazy Fucker with his song that became a drunken chant.
Yeah, man, that was a line right out of a Bruce Springsteen song, man.
Oh, boy. Still, the best... sometimes it's funny, the best pranks that we ever get here are missed dials. At least now, the way we're set up, we can actually, retrieve that number and we should see who it is. I'm hoping to get an email showing me that we got a call back from that person. I don't think it's coming. Let me look here. Let me check the Gmail. I would have thought by now the guy would have called back. The girl was actually liking me. She's like, oh, it's just a kid. Someone send in a prank request. Oh, my God, we didn't get to it. Hang on, we'll do it now. All right, this one came in from RBCP. Hey, and it came in a while ago.
Call back that dancing pony and get the messages changed.
Do what now?
The dancing pony, remember we changed the message? I think he was on to us.
I don't know. Recluse calling in. I got to end the show.
Where's Recluse?
It's on the phone, you stupid sh...
Recluse, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Bro, how are you, man?
Oh, dude, man, I'm fucking in love.
You are?
Yeah.
With what?
Nah, some... Alright, so... Can't give out too many details because I usually incriminate myself on this show.
Okay, alright. I got the dump button ready, don't worry.
Yeah, right, you motherfuckers. There's like five people out there recording every show hoping I get famous.
Yeah.
You fucking cocksuckers.
Who are you banging?
But anyways, nah, just it's this one broad's coming in and she's singing up and down. And well, we just had a couple moments there. So
nice. Good.
She just left a little bit ago.
Okay. All right.
So.
All right. Cool. So just
in L.A. yet?
Just a friend thing right now, right? Nothing serious, right?
Yeah,
just hanging
but
out.
It's. I mean, it's fucking heading. You know, it's. I mean, I'm just. I'm not trying to. It's like a. It's one of those things where I'm trying to be like professional and shit.
She in the band? Is that what she? Is she the singer in your band?
No. I'm just like gonna start. You know, making some music with her and shit. And she's pretty phenomenal. And
wow.
It's just one of those things, man. If it, I see what's happening, and it's we're trying to keep it professional, but goddamn it.
Fuck it, it's hard to do, man. It's hard to do. It's hard to give it up when it's hot. Yeah, man. You know you gotta.
I mean,
get
it's
in
like,
there.
Come on, dude. I've turned down so much fucking broads.
Forget it.
I'm just done with it, man. I can't do it anymore.
You're in a good spot right now. You get yourself some, man. Get yourself some tail. You got to, man. Man's got to run around. Man's got to get some. Man's got to bury the bone.
Yeah, this fucking Cali was crazy.
Mm-hmm. When are you going back there again? Milkman's asking. He wants to see you. I told him not to count on it because he's crazy. But
yeah, dude, I got to. I mean, I had like every time I go out there, I'm always fucking like swarmed with shit. But yeah, definitely next time. I really got to stop out there and hang out with Milkman. I really.
It's
probably
gonna
be a couple months because I got a couple opportunities. That I just have to work on a couple projects. It's gonna take like a couple months. Once I'm done with them, I'm bringing them out there.
Okay.
So probably like May. I'm thinking the next time.
Cool. Around wedding time. There you go.
May I'm gonna be in Pennsylvania.
Well, May he's gonna be in Pennsylvania. That's the end of May. You're gonna be in Pennsylvania. Never mind him.
Oh, that's right. You guys are doing that thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We
get that thing.
Fuck it then. I'll see him there.
There you go. See, there we go. He's coming to us. Milkman is coming to us. Fuck yeah. All right, hey, you want to do, I got to go to bed, but I want to do, like, maybe we can do a few prank calls still.
Yeah, I mean, we got it up, man. We're just going to.
We
would have loved to call that tranny. Dude, I'll tell you what, I can sweet talk that tranny. You guys know how to do it.
Yeah, you want
to
call a tranny? I'm ready to go. I can get her back in line.
So what was it? What's the premise now? What the hell is this place?
It's a tranny bar in San Francisco. It's called Divas.
Divas. All right, yeah, I'll give it a try. I feel bad. You guys are making fun of trannies.
Oh, yeah.
Trannies are people, too.
Yeah, exactly. Tranny fuckers are also, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, let's do
all
it.
Right.
Let me see if I can blend in.
Yeah, I sent you the information. It's not much, but it's a San Francisco Divas. Hang on, don't go anywhere, man.
All righty.
I think Chuck is going to be signing on here pretty soon. After this prank call, free things over for Syndicate.
I want to hear Rick talk to Angry LA Guy.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Divas.
Hello. How do I audition to, I want to do a performance there?
You just come in and speak to the manager.
Okay, listen, have you ever heard of Divine Powers?
Sorry, no.
Well, listen, I did a lot of stuff, and I mean, I do a lot of different divas. I can do Celine, I can do Mariah,
okay,
I can do
a
lot of it.
Okay, you can talk to the owner. I mean,
but
like,
listen,
you have to come
in,
though.
You know, I don't even lip sync.
Hello? It's not a lip sync.
What's your name? What's your name? Hello?
So you want to come in and audition, right?
Yeah, listen, I mean, I'm really serious about this. I mean,
like
what's
I
your
said,
name?
You have to come in. Hold on.
Hello.
Yeah, you're going to have to come in and audition, because I...
It's okay, I mean, I just want to run this by you. I mean, I really just want, I mean, you know, I'm saying all the good words I can get from people that work there. It's good. I mean, can I talk to the manager now?
No, if you want to audition, he's going to tell you to come in anyways.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, I just want to set up a time, and I just want to make sure that I'm the right
gal. Pretty much the auditions are on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Uh-huh.
You have to, it's after 10:30.
Okay, after 10:30. Is it just any time, or do you set up something, or how do you,
after
10:30,
like, you have, well, our show starts at 10:30, and you come in, and you let the person at the door know that you want to audition. They'll call the manager will come down and speak to you, and then go from there.
Okay, listen, honey, I got a little bit of special effects for my stuff. I got, like, a couple smoke machines and stuff. Listen, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, they have all that upstairs.
Tonight's, I mean, but I got my own. It's Vegas style. I mean, it's a little bit, you know, higher end than probably what you guys got. So anyways, how about tonight?
You can come in tonight if you want.
Okay, listen, I'm going to come in and tear it up because, I mean, San Francisco's never seen. I know you guys are a big city and all that, you know, and you have a lot of, I'm sure you guys have a lot of divas come through there, but, I mean, really, I don't think you've ever seen anything like me. I mean, you've never heard of Divine Powers.
Okay.
You never heard of me?
No.
I mean, I also
listen,
used to do...
Listen, I gotta go because I have a job to do, so...
Oh, listen,
no,
no, no.
Like
I mean, this is
gonna
change
right?
your life. I'm gonna change your life.
Life-changing events over here. That lady, she, I don't know, that voice...
To place a call,
about it.
Press 1. To
They try, but they don't. They don't fool me, bro. Oh,
yeah, Divine Powers.
Divine Powers is a good name, though. That's a perfect name. Where'd you get it? Did you get that from a movie or something?
What's that?
Did you get that from a movie or something, or did you just actually come up with that?
No, because like I've seen those like I don't know. I've seen these like ads for drag queens. They always have these like kind of like almost like famous people names or whatever.
Yeah.
That's badass. Let's go with this. Let's call it. You got any other numbers? Dude, this is Divine Powers.
Divine Powers. Let me
that's
see.
Call
character.
The L.A. dude up.
The L.A. dude? They want us to call the L.A. dude. I might have run out of phone card minutes. I got to check, but I still have more. I have another card here we can
tell
do.
Have him call up as Bruno Vega, man.
Divine Powers
he's,
all the way.
He's really riled up.
And we've got the U.K. also we can call. We can wake them up again. That's always fun. All right, let me call, let's see here. Where to go? I had a number here I was going to call, and I lost it. Crap, I got numbers from people that want horse rides.
Horse rides?
Yeah, we hacked an answer machine, and it was for a horse riding company or something. And people were leaving messages like, yeah, I'm so-and-so, I want my 3-year-old daughter to ride a horse, call me back.
That's
yeah.
fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
That's great. Who's doing that? That's we need more of that shit. That's
I got to work on... I hacked their answer machine. We changed their outgoing message, too. It's pretty funny. It's Jack Masterson talking.
Call it back and listen to it.
Yeah, I'll call it back, Milkman. Don't worry. Hang on. Let me call this this angry person in LA that we're talking to earlier here. We called him an accident. He got mad and was yelling at me. I don't know if you heard that on the replay.
No,
or on
I
the
just
stream.
They were telling me. I just tuned in like right afterwards.
Oh, turn back to the news on him. Let him be Bruno Vega.
All right, yeah. Well, here, have fun with this. We'll connect you now. He's just I called him looking for my wallet, and he got upset at me. So just tell him that I'm, you know, that you're my buddy, and that you know I lost my wallet. Something happened. You know what I mean?
I'll try to sweet talk him. All right,
don't
cool.
Want to have to kick
Divine
to
Powers.
Ass.
Ladies
and powers.
Hello, no one is available.
Leave a message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
He'll pick up.
Hi, my friend just called. He was trying to get his wallet, and you were very rude to him. This is Divine Powers. Listen. And, you know, I try to be nice to you, but, you know, I'm a diva not to be fucked with, okay? I do Celine, I do Mariah, I do it all. So, we're going to call back over and over again until you pick up. So you might as well just pick up, because we've had enough of you. And that's illegal. That's a federal offense, as far as I know, just like tampering with a mailbox. So if you could pick up, that'd be great. If not, we'll just call back over and over again and till we own you. Goodbye.
All right, well said, well put. There we go. He said he's... I thought it was a cell phone that we called before. That's weird. Eh, whatever.
Must have been a... You want to try him back?
Yeah, well, let's call him.
You're calling a house.
It's called Dirty Dozen. Oh, that's right. He did say we're calling a house. Dirty Dozen Strippers is here. They're in Las Vegas if you want to try to give them a call. That just came in off the confirmation line.
Oh, that's
line.
My hometown. Oh, perfect.
Oh, boy. Las Vegas, Nevada. Dirty Dozen Strippers. You ready?
Yep.
All right, we'll do that. Let me get the music there.
All right, honey.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good. Are you calling for some entertainment, honey?
Listen, actually, both. Have you ever heard of, I know, I mean, are you familiar with the Las Vegas area as far as entertainment
goes? Yeah.
Okay, then yes. I'm sure you've heard of me. My name is Divine Powers. Hello?
And how can I help you, Divine Powers?
Okay, you know me then. You've heard of me?
No. No.
Okay, well, listen, we're doing a little show down here at the Horseshoe, and we need as many entertainers as you can possibly get. Money is no object. I have a rich gentleman that's willing to pay everything. And basically, we just need somebody to back me up, because I'm the diva in charge. I'll be doing some performances. I'll be basically going through different costumes to be like Cher. I'm going to be Mariah. Even going to be a little bit of Celine. So basically, we just need people, and we'll just give them uniforms. We got everything. We're going to need them for about 3 or 4 hours. This is a private show, so tipping is. We might, you know, I mean, it doesn't. I don't know what your rule book is, but we just, you know, they can take tips.
Okay, and you're willing to spend $300 per lady for any time not to exceed a 1 hour maximum.
1 hour maximum.
Yes, after that it'd be another $300.
Oh, no, I'm not paying for it, but yes. I mean, I'm not paying for it, but the gentleman's paying for it. I mean, he's a very rich, wealthy man from actually out from San Francisco.
Okay,
but yeah, I mean,
number,
it's
I'll call
like,
back all the rest of
what's
details.
That?
For the room number, I'll call back with all the details.
Okay, sweet. So how many ladies do you have available?
50.
Oh, my gosh. Can you, okay, well, he doesn't want any blacks. He basically wants, he's really into brunettes. So how many of those do you got?
I can call you back. What's the room number there?
Okay, room number. No, I'm not at a room number yet, honey. I'm just trying
to
get this organized.
Well, I have to call back at a room number and to go over any more details.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Uh-huh.
Hold on 1 second. What room number is this, honey?
113.
Okay, said 113.
113 at the Horseshoe?
Yeah. Pretty much, but it's going
to
be...
What's the last name registered to the room?
What's that?
What's the last name registered to the room, Divine?
Masterson.
Masterson?
Yeah.
Great, I'll call you guys right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Listen, though, I mean, can you get me 12 brunettes?
Sure.
Okay, you can get me 12 brunettes.
I'll call you right back.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
She's going to call the hotel, though. I was
to
hoping
place a call,
them.
Press 1. To
I was hoping she called them.
They must get a lot of bullshit calls.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you hear they had like a whole setup in the background, like a call center? Oh, my God. You hear the phones ringing in the back?
Jesus Christ. I mean, I'll tell you what. Them fucking hookers out there are organized. I mean, I went out. We had this little venture. I was living in L.A., actually, Inglewood, of all fucking places.
Inglewood was up to no good.
Yeah, they were up to fucking...
That's right. Around the corner from here.
Fucking crackheads.
Right.
I was banging some Hispanic broads. It was great times. But anyways,
good time.
Yeah, like we went to Vegas. We took these two Australian broads and met at the hotel to Vegas. And there is just like, I looked in the phone book and like the yellow pages had like half of the yellow pages just fucking
prostitutes. Oh,
it was like just the yellow pages. I'm like, I thought it's weird because isn't like Vegas? It's supposed to be like illegal for prostitution, but the rest of Nevada is good or something.
It's outside of Vegas city limits. I think is legal somewhere outside of it. Yeah, like 30 minutes out.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's so like. So I don't think they put up with bullshit.
It's because, I mean, here in Orlando, they have escort services, but if you go to Disney, it's a known fact that in the phone books in Disney, they rip out that section in every single hotel that they have on Disney property. Yeah, they take out the escort service section out. They physically remove them.
There's still got to be hookers going on.
Oh, God, yeah. You crazy? The amount of hotels that they got out here, you know there's tons of escort action happening.
It's like Hooker Central, dude. I'll tell you what, dude. They got. We should start a fucking service out there. You want to make some good money?
Hookers.
Shit, we can build ourselves a big radio station. I'll tell you how.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we get hookers that look like all the fucking, the cartoon characters.
Right. The cartoon characters. Cinderella, Snow White.
I mean, there probably be some freak asses about Minnie Mouse, but
yeah. Snow White.
I'm not into that. I'm talking about like Snow White, fucking yeah. That.
Pocahontas, I'd hit
Princess
that.
From Aladdin.
Pocahontas, you know? I'd hit that. Oh yeah, Pocahontas is the hottest one of all.
Oh dude, yeah, Pocahontas was real good. She was looking. I tell you what though, man, I went there.
The mermaid.
They hire the hottest broads. You come right in the park in Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing that his broad look like Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And I tell you, man, the broads they have, those are the most fucking gorgeous fucking broads.
Right.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah. I hear it's a trip working for Disney, too. It's just
They're fucking ill pay shit. They're fucking weird. And don't fuck around in their park, I tell you.
Fort Knox. Yeah.
I've heard nightmare stories.
Yeah. Yeah, their security does not play. They will fucking, they're like, they'll come out of like the woodwork like in... Like men in black suits and stuff like that, man. They're like all over the place, man.
Did you see like Michael Moore tried to go on there and he had his like chicken superhero
crackers, the corporate grand fighting chicken. That one really at Disney.
Yeah, dude. And they fucking surrounded him and like, I mean, it was weird. Like what happened was like he was like waving to people. I don't know how he got in the fucking front gate.
Yeah, because they won't let you in with costumes. Uh-uh.
Yeah, and they just, they came in, and it was weird, like, and they showed it. You have to watch it. It's in that, what the hell is that?
TV Nation. TV Nation, they had another one, The Awful Truth, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Awful Truth, yeah. It was in one of the episodes. It was funny, because, like, all these people started appearing, and they kind of, like, it was real creepy. Like, they circled around, not circled around, but, like, they kind of appeared in, like, kind of like a circle.
Yeah, they got, like, it's...
Yeah, they'd stand, like, about like a couple like 10 feet apart, like mm-hmm. in a circle, and then like he was trying to like hug kids and shit, and they were just like get out of here.
Yeah.
So they like took him to a back area and just like strip searched him, and they couldn't even show it.
Right. Yeah. They set up like a perimeter.
Dude. I mean, that's creepy. I heard of kids like trying to vandalize, and they just fucking take them.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. It's when I went there for our senior year, because I live here in Orlando, and senior year, we get what's called, I don't know if they do this all over the country, but they have grad night where you get to go out somewhere as a class. So we went we went to Disney, and some dudes were smoking pot in the bathroom on Disney property. Bro, they got dragged out. They couldn't graduate. But I mean, like Disney, like there was like, they were like, dude, they had like the Secret Service kind of earphone pieces on them and stuff like that. You know, they were in the bathroom dragging them out and like, yeah, they came like in a Disney paddy wagon to put them inside. I don't even know where they took them to, man.
That's fucking dumb, though. I mean,
it's crazy.
I mean, what the fuck? I would be kind of scared around there to do shit.
Yeah, so, a nice little tidbit here. I know a lot about the park. You cannot. You know that you can't buy shoes anywhere on Disney property. Anywhere, any of the Disney properties. You cannot buy shoes.
Huh.
The reason for that is they set it up so if a kid is kidnapped, as you imagine, if a kid got kidnapped in the Magic Kingdom, you gotta believe there's some psycho who tried to do it. The first thing that they ask the parents is what kind of shoes did the kid have on, right? So they lock down the park, and as everybody has to go through the turnstiles to leave, and they're gonna look at every kid that comes through, they're gonna look at his shoes to see exactly, and to see if it matches the description of the shoes that the parents were talking about. Because it's impossible for the guy to buy shoes on, you know, in the property. And,
that's weird.
You know, yeah, I guess it's a method that they use, and it kind of makes sense. But
well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, because, you know, if you're a molester, you're not going to know what shoe size, you know, the kid, you know, you're going to have. You can't bring it in with you. You can't buy it there, and you can't just take the kid's shoes off because, hey, wait a minute, why is that kid barefoot? You know, what's going on? So, yeah.
I don't know, unless you're like a super molester.
I guess so. You just bring a whole wardrobe of shoes.
You're like, I'm only going to molest a kid that has a size 5.
Yeah, exactly. What size feet are yours? Oh, really? Okay, come here.
That's funny.
I got some candy.
Yeah, now we've let all the pedophiles, like, don't tell fucking Prankmaster any of those.
No, he's going to go out by shoes
now. I'm sure, like, KDK's taking up molesting in his old age or something.
Ugh.
God damn it, I gotta bring my own shoes.
All right, you wanna do one more prank?
He's probably like, he sees a kid like by himself by like the water fountain. He just like takes the shoe up. It's like Cinderella, except with a
it's shop. Yeah, exactly. It's different. The punch shop. You wanna do one more prank call? I gotta get to bed, man.
So, yeah, let's do it.
I got Alibaba Limousine. We got Cafe 50s, and we got Stephen King in England.
Stephen King.
Yeah, Stephen
King. All right, so we got Alibaba, what?
Alibaba Limousine in Philly. That sounds kind of promising.
Okay.
Yeah, an Arab guy answered there. Let's call Alibaba and see if we can piss him off.
Oh, yeah, Arab. Yeah, there we go.
They always get angry, especially when it comes to their limousines.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hello, listen, are you a limo rental service?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, have you ever heard of Divine Powers?
No.
Okay, listen, hold on a second, are you an Arab?
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's fine, either way, we go all ways. Listen, we need somebody to take us down by the old, you know the old statue of Rocky Balboa?
Yes.
Okay, listen, we're having a performance there tonight. It's kind of an impromptu thing, like a flash mob kind of thing. And we need to sing. We got about 12 divas. We need to have, what color limousines do you have? Like, what's the flashiest
white
color?
White.
What's that?
We only have white.
Okay, only have white. Okay, what's your biggest one as far as, like, maybe a 12-seater?
Got 30 passengers.
35 seaters. Wow, you guys have, like, the Hummer ones?
Yeah.
Oh, humdinger. That's great. So how fast could you have one down here right by the courthouse?
About an hour.
What's that?
About an hour.
For an hour, okay. Okay, so how much is it to rent?
$9.50,
and that'll be how long?
3 hours.
3 hours. Okay, that's good. Okay, listen. You sound like a nice man, so we got $9.50. Listen, I mean, I just want to let you know ahead of time. We dress up like divas. I dress up like Celine Dion. My friend Janice, my name is Divine Powers, by the way. I mean, I'm pretty well known in Vegas, over in San Francisco, L.A. You know, I do it all, honey. Even go to Paris sometimes. But anyway, we got a show to go on there. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool. So basically what's going to go on is we're also going to need maybe one car, or how big is your trunk space in there? We're going to need to put a couple lights in there because it's basically, we're going to have a guy, we just want it to be glamorous, but we're going to have a guy coming behind us with a truck, and he's going to be having some lighting equipment and pyrotechnics. This is going to be about like an hour-long performance, so you say an hour to come back here, okay, because we're trying to get the after-bar crowd, and let's see here, okay, wonderful, and so that'll work out great, so we'll get the after-bar crowd. We've already got flyers put around all over the city. They're going to meet us right down there, the statue. We'll be down by, we're going to meet up everybody by the courthouse, so if you can pick us up there, this right in front. That'd be great. That's where we're just going to get the after-bar crowd. Everybody's going to come. It's going to be fabulous. So do you help with the lighting?
No, I can't do that.
I mean, I can pay you extra. I mean, it's real simple. You just plug in a couple things.
Hold on.
And we have a guy that does the lighting for a living.
Hold on,
so it's...
Hold on.
What's that?
I think he's in the toilet.
What in the hell's going on out there? I hear flatulence. Jesus Christ, what is he doing?
I think he's like throwing up.
This guy's ridiculous.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, how are you paying for it?
Yeah, what's going on over there? What in the world are you doing over there? Using the bathroom, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom, man. How are you paying for it? Is cash, credit card, or what?
No, I'm paying cash, honey. I'm a cash and carry kind of girl.
Yeah, but I need a credit card before I send the car out.
What's that? Okay, listen, let me go get the credit card for you, but what are you doing over there? I hear all kinds of noises. You're not going to be making those noises in the cab. Are you driving the cab, or is your brother?
No.
What's that?
Answering the phone.
I can't hear you.
I just answered the phone. I don't drive.
Oh, you just answered the phone. So, I mean,
listen,
I just don't
you want the car or no? Come on.
What's that?
I said, do you want the car or you don't?
Yeah, I want the goddamn car. I mean, you don't have to get feisty with me. I mean, you're sitting over there taking farts and shits. I'm just trying to order a car. You understand? Right. I don't need this. I mean, we this has got to go on. We tried. We had a guy backed out. He had a pink Cadillac limo waiting for us, and he backed out. So, I mean, I'm sorry. You guys are my last resort. We got to go with it, okay? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you want to rent it to me or not? I mean, because I don't got time for this.
Yeah, go get to your credit card, man.
What's that? I got my goddamn credit card. What do you think, I'm broke?
Okay, hold on.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Don't take a shit again. I don't have time for this. What are you doing? Jesus Christ. Jesus. You can't do that again. I've got my credit card number. I've been having it here for about 5 minutes, and you keep on going and taking dumps. What, are you sick or something?
What's your telephone
number? Have you been eating too many beef shawarmas over there or what?
All right, man. Listen, don't call here anymore. I'm going back.
Listen, I'll come down. I'll get you deported, you bastard.
Bastard is your mother.
I get you, son of a bitch. I'll get you thrown out of this country so fast. Son of a bitch.
Bastard, you mother. We got you there, Reckley.
What the fuck was that?
Dumbass. Bastard, your mother.
He's like taking shits and stuff on the phone. Like, what kind of shitty limo do you think that's gotta be?
Yeah, it's gotta smell like shit. That's gotta be the nastiest looking limo. Hummer limo? Wait, he's at 30 people? Those things really hold 30 people?
32 people? What the fuck kind of limo is
God
that?
God damn, I don't know. Alright, Reckless, I gotta get, like, man, I'm way past the time for my show. Thank you for calling in, man.
Alright, man. Have a nice evening.
You
nice
too, man.
Everybody.
Talk to you next week, bro.
Right. That's Reckless, everybody. Didn't mean to cut him out short, but I'm falling asleep over here. And it's not because of Reckless boring me, I'm just tired. It's 1:30. I'm getting sick. I can feel it in my nose. Ugh. Milkman, take us out of here if you're here. If you are here, take us out of here. If you're not, then whatever.
I'm not here, but I'm here anyway.
No, really, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. All of our friends over there in the madhouse. That's right, 98.6 the mile. All of our good buddies over there, MSC, Play Company. But our special man, the number hit man, Lonesome Boozer. That's right, so me and you, Chad, Maven. That's right. Special holler out to RBCP. Thanks a lot. Recruit for calling in, you crazy bastards, you! All our friends over there at indicators.radio.tv. We love you.
thanks a lot for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. That's right. Especially you. That's right. We did it for you, our listeners. That's right. Our people, we love you. We have you tune in every week. Bring your friends. Better yet, bring your enemies. We will hook them up with the crazy bastard from California. We will even make misnumbered dialed calls and call the crazy idiots in L.A. Hey, you never know. That's right. Might even call you. Don't forget to tune in
fun.
Next week at Thursday this time. This same bat channel, this same bat cave. And all hands hail high to our generalissimo of the Madhouse, Carlito, my hermano. Thanks a lot, brother. We love you, bro.
All right, good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. That, this song goes out to the crazy white guy in the chat room who loves those fucking chimes. We're out of here, folks. Thank you. TuckerMike.com, MadhouseLive.com, SyndicateRadio.tv.
TuckerMike.company.
That's it. We're done. Reclude, thank you for calling in. Crazy Fucker for calling in 50 times. And Jonathan called in also. Thank you. Thank you, everybody else. Catch you here next week. This show will be on a podcast within the next 2 months. Hopefully less.
Wait. Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.